WSTI 847, WIG48. WLZZ873. WLZZ873.
WSIV 944, mobile monitoring. WRNV342, unassigned listening.
Are you awake out there? Good coffee. Good coffee.
Resting on the job.
How about a station 902? Wake up, man.
Call with me.
Are you 902?
All I heard was those two bands faded.
Well, at least somebody's alive out here. Who we got there?
WSBU 202.
Morning, Scott. I'm about to throw my letters out to WSBU 793.
Yeah, the radio was on low, the TV was going. All I heard was 02.
Yeah, just messing around, seeing if anybody's alive out here.
WSBU 793.
You guys doubled up on each other, and you and somebody else doubled up. It's kind of rough.
Go ahead.
You left me hanging yesterday, Scott. You must have went up to the store to get that cigarette. Roger. Negative response.
WSFC 902, you up? I guess not. Not yet. You know, contact 902. WSOZ 793, and I'm back listening, doing what I'm doing here.
Good morning, 793, WSHF 567.
Morning, Sam. What's happening over there?
Not much. I got that four-wheeler all done. Now I got a Honda Goldwing on the table.
Yeah. What do you have to do to the Goldwing?
Tires and rear brakes. I need the rotor, brake caliper, brake pads. The rotor's broke in half. I told my uncle, I'm not putting them back together until you give me what I need. Yeah, what do you mean? I wrote it there. I said, well, I'm putting it back together. It's unsafe.
Yeah, Roger. That engine's kind of a nightmare. That's why I went, ew. But you said just doing the rear. How the hell could he write it there?
Okay. Wrote it all the way here with no brakes, just front brakes. That's dangerous.
Yeah, that's not very smart, but he did, he is going to order another rotor, right?
Oh yeah, the bike's not getting put back together till I do it right. Yeah, no, he already ordered the parts, but he was upset because I couldn't put it back together.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, if I was still doing this stuff, in good conscience, I couldn't put that ass on back together with a broken rotor and send it out. No, I couldn't do that with a good conscience. But yeah, at least he's sending you the parts, and you know, Jesus Christ, with a broken rotor, wrote that thing around.
It'll be fixed and safe when he leaves.
Roger that. What's up with the four-wheeler? What'd you have to do to that?
That was one of the three that was left here, you know, during last winter. A couple winters ago, actually. My buddy left four snowmobiles and three four-wheelers, and two of his red ones had to be rebuilt. That was the first one I did. I actually had the cam in there, two teeth off, so it wouldn't hold an idle. Took it all apart. Gave it a leak down test to make sure that nothing was wrong. And, yeah, everything turned out good. I had the cam in there wrong.
Yeah, Roger that. I did that one time on one of my own. I had a Honda 200EF Big Red three-wheeler. And I did the upper end, and but I was only one tooth off. I thought I was dead on, and it wouldn't idle, and it ran kind of crappy. And I went through the carburetor, I did this, I did that, and finally I pulled the top off and brought the marks around, and there it was. I was like, now how the hell did I do that? I wasn't even drinking. But two teeth off, I didn't think it would run at two teeth off.
It ran, but it wouldn't hold the idle. It would backfire and, like, fizzle out. It would run if you gave it gas, but as soon as you let go of the gas, it would, like, backfire and fizzle out. So, yeah, that one wasn't right. It's right now. It holds an idle right around the, neighborhood, and pull it back up, and it holds an idle now. So, I fixed that nightmare of a problem. I fixed it. That was a pain. Yeah, I never done one of them before I touched the last one. And that was the first one I did, so, the second one I did worked out just fine, no problems. But the first one I did came back. And no big deal. It's a learning experience.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, it can get kind of funky because you line up, you get the flywheel on the mark, supposed to be parallel to the surface of the head, if you know what I mean. Once you get the chain on there and you look, okay, it's time. But when you put the chain, when you hit the chain tensioner to go ahead and you turn the nut or whatever to tighten the chain, sometimes man, it'll come back to bring it back around, and it'll be a tooth off, or two off when you put that. So when you hit the chain tensioner. I've had that happen. Well, like I said, the only time I've had it happen really was the one time on the Honda, because I wasn't paying attention to that damn chain tensioner.
That's where it got me on the first one. I set the timing up exactly perfect, and when I put the chain tensioner in it, it threw it off. So this time when I did it, I went two the other way, and when I put the chain tensioner in, it actually put it where it needed to be.
Yep, that's what I was going to say, too. I was going to say, I put it a bit off to the left. And when I hit the chain tensioner, and it kicked in, it pulled the chain and put the right parallel, right even with the head. It was on time. It ran a hell of a lot better. I forget, and that chain tensioner, you got to watch out. When you think you timed it, and then when you put that chain tensioner. Some of those chain tensioners will take it 2 teeth off, like you said. It all depends on the tensioner and how much pressure it puts on the chain.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So what four-wheelers you got?
Articat 250 4x4 01.
That's actually a pretty good machine there. I know I had a friend that had an Articat 250 all four, and I rode it and stuff, and it was great. It was a great machine. You get out of trouble faster than you got into it there, if you know what I mean.
Now, timing chains and timing belts can be tricky, that's for sure.
Yeah, I agree to that. I've done quite a few timing chains. But the first one I did was my Honda. That was years and years ago. And after that, I made sure to check the marks one more time after I unload the tightener into it. What's the deal with the Articat?
The one that's calling the K-Pack, my buddies, Jeff, who owns J&J Disposal, the garbage truck business I always speak about. Well, you might not know because you're not on the CB radio, but Anyways, I got a buddy in KPEC that has a garbage truck business. It's his.
Oh, okay. All right. Hey, you ever been up Yale? Up in Yale, that place there, they got like a ton of used dirt bikes and stuff. You go on in there and pick his, whatever it is. I forgot the name of the place. You ever been there?
Yes, sir. Eastern Motorcycle Salvage. Yep, been there. Many times. That's where I got my exhaust pipes from my Harley when it fell off. I was headed to KPEC, and a cop was behind me, and my mufflers actually fell off my bike.
Oh. Did the cop pull you over?
Nope, he asked me if I needed a hand. I said no, I had some wire. I wired it back up and got where I needed to be, and everything was fine. I put a new exhaust on it when I got up there to Michigan Motorcycle Salvage.
Yeah, right after that. Yeah, when I lived up there, me and a friend of mine, we used to, every once in a while, we'd take a trip to that place and just walk back there and just look at the mountains of, well, you know, not mountains, but just look at the stuff he had back there. And once in a while, I'd buy a machine off him that didn't run or something. He had riders back there, John Deere riding tractors and all kinds of stuff. My friend was into the rider tractor stuff, so. But man, you know, that's the place. If you need something, even if it's used, as long as it works, man, that's the place to go.
Well, parts for these older bikes are getting harder and harder to find, so it's great to have a place like that.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. And, you know, say like exhaust pipes, you know, you go in there and they got a bike same as yours, and the exhaust pipes are nice and clean and still chromey and everything, nothing wrong with them. You pay way, way less than you would if you bought them brand new. I mean, you know, as long as they're clean and as long as they work, you know, what's the difference?
No difference to me, man. My bike's still going and the pipes ain't fell back off, so I'm good.
What's the displacement on that Harley? How many cc?
1200, WSHF 567. Mike, if you're out here, good morning time to you.
Morning time, fellas. WRWB 49. I'll be right back. Just grabbing a cup of coffee.
Good morning time back to you, Mike. WSOZ 793 ID. Mike comes back, I'm going to go ahead and get on a quiet time, let you two at it. I'm just sitting here drinking my coffee and daydreaming and pondering the day there. Yeah, 1200, man. Yeah, hey, you got the torquer. This bike has a nice torque to it. Is that a Sporty or not? A Sporty's 883. I lost my memory a little bit on Harley.
Oh, they have a Sportster that's a 883, and they have a Sportster that's a 1200, and I got the Sportster that's a 1200. It's 01. My daughter and my mom bought it for me when my mom died. My daughter spent $5,000 out of her inheritance and, you know, spent $3,000 and bought me my first Harley. Not my first bike by far, but my first Harley.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, first thing, this is a big deal. My condolences for the passing of your mother. Second thing, that's a hell of a daughter, man. I'd be, you know, I mean, that is number one daughter right there, if you know what I mean.
Joe has got to say something about the parenting. I mean, come on now. Good kids, you got a good parent, you know, I mean, we worked with them, you know, we didn't put them in a closet and say, get out of here, leave me alone, you know, that's the difference between, I think, African-American families and white families. I've seen a lot of that, by the way, you know, putting their kids in the room and staying there all day. And it's crazy how things are different.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, you must be doing the parenting right when the daughter shells out the cookies for a Harley Davidson for you. It's a hell of a thank you, or a hell of I love you or something. I mean, that's great, you know. That's cool. It's a good daughter. You have more than one, though, don't you?
Four girls and a boy, and I got a grandson on the way, February. Yay. Another grandchild. We're naming him Harvey after our friend who passed away.
Wow. Well, you're doing all right, man. You're rolling along, and that's a good thing, man. Take care of them grandchildren and stuff. And hell, maybe when they get old enough, they'd end up buying you a Ferrari or something. You know what I mean. I'm just fooling. It's long wishful thinking, but but you never know there, okay?
Nope, you never know. You're absolutely right about that.
All right, Sammy, I'm away with good morning to you.
If I could have my mom.
And good conversation, appreciate it. And I'm gonna get on the side and listen and let you and Mike at it there. So we'll talk to you later, my friend. And you have yourself a good day out there. WSOZ 793. And I'm back quiet.
793, it's always a pleasure, sir. WSHF 567, I'm monitoring. Okay, I'm back. WRWB 49. Good morning, Mike, WSHF 567. Hey, I'm sending you a text message real quick. Don't say anything over the radio, just over the phone, but I'm sending you a text.
Via phone number or my Facebook?
Facebook.
Okie dokie. Anyway, how you doing today?
Actually doing real good. I got that four-wheeler done and out of my garage, so I got room now. I'm doing real, real good. How about you? You getting all caught up over there?
Yeah, for the most part, you know, stuff I need to get done. I pretty much have gotten done. I gotta help the big man today with brakes, get that done. He's like almost metal to metal. So what else is going on with you there, Sam?
Sammy has left the building.
But I was just going to say, he left the building. Anyway, what's been going on with you, Dave?
That voice right there, that woman's voice, that's a repeater down in Ohio or something. Repeater IP or some crapola. That's going all right. Sitting there drinking my coffee and just enjoying the morning there, okay?
Yeah, copy. So when did they, when did Industry Canada decide to open up GMRS? That's a first. Just like what this year happened?
Yeah, Roger that. In the beginning, I was told that you can't talk to Canada, it's illegal. But, he called the FCC personally and came back and said they said it was legal. And I talked to Sean about it, and Sean says, why don't you come at you with a call sign, you know, W, three letters, three in numbers or whatever, and it is legal. It's a mix-up, but like he said, you know, as long as they come in with call letters, just talk to them. either way around. So, yeah, Canada's been coming in here a couple times.
Oh, yeah, there'll be, the occasional person that'll key up and ask if they can use the repeater. But then they always come back with, well, here's the problem. You know, I don't have a call sign. So that was one of the issues. And there was the one incident where somebody was from down south Kentucky or whatever, and they were vacationing in Windsor, and they were staying at the Caesars Windsor. And they were American, so.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, from what I understand, if the Canadian comes at you and says he doesn't have a call sign, then you can't talk to him. It's illegal by FCC rules. I don't know if an American over there accesses their repeaters here. Well, I guess as long as he has a call sign, I can't see what's wrong with that. If he's from here and he's over there and he's able to access the repeaters here, you know, and he has a call sign. No, I don't see nothing wrong.
Hold on, I got a phone call.
Roger, Roger. WSFZ-793. Back quiet.
You're up early this morning, Dave. How are you doing? This is WSID-817, Mike in Saginaw.
Good morning, my friend, Mike. I don't know. I woke up and that was it. I would close my eyes again and, it wasn't going to happen. So got up, got me some coffee, and I've been sitting there feeling pretty good. That's unusual, but I am. But how you doing, my friend?
Yeah, pretty good. Hey, I got what is called a audio signal processor, and I put it in my AZU 150 yesterday. And then I was hearing, I was listening to it, and it works great when whoever's talking has a good signal coming in. You can't even tell what the audio signal processor's in there, but then if somebody's coming in very poorly, it makes it sound like DMR. Or in Sherman's case, he was talking really, really quietly yesterday, and it was processing him completely out of it. I thought that was a strange observation.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I even asked him yesterday. I kicked it on. He was talking to Mike, Kevin. I'm sorry. And I could barely hear him. He was coming in good, but his mod was low. And I asked him, why is your modulation so low? It's hard for me to. I have to crank the volume up to hear you. But then if Chad or somebody jumps in, about blow my speaker out. But that audio processor. Yeah, that's mostly probably based on compression operation there. It's hard to explain what it is. But what the hell is the word I'm looking for? Anyway, it works on compression. It's more or less a speech processor, a compressed processor. And weak signals with weak modulation, it might take them out. But anybody that comes in, decently, that gets past the compression part and they sound really good. You got to adjust and mess around with it till you get it correct.
Yeah, I got you. I don't know if I can adjust it or something, but I think the setting might be on really, really high, and it was. So when Sherman was coming on yesterday and his modulation was low, all I could hear was dead air being transmitted until I shut off the ASP and then he was coming in okay. But yeah, I had to crank the speaker way up, and Chad comes in as he does. my speaker. Yeah, I had the same experience. It was pretty funny. But no, I went to bed early last night, and then I woke up on time today, and I got to run into the shelter, and we're going to have some new people showing up today, and we're going to show them the ropes. We're going to show them the ropes of how to handle dogs, and we're going to try and get them out as many times as possible today.
Yeah, Roger, that's cool, man. I know you put time in at the shelter, and I think it's great. I mean, you put a lot of time in there, you know, and I think it's great, you know. And I'm not going to go into all that. Want to ask you about the compressor one more thing. You should have two adjustments on it or knobs. I don't know what that thing looks like, so don't get, you know. But one would be compression or something like that, and one would be gain. And I don't know if on yours it's a screwdriver adjust or if you have the knobs on the front, but one should be for compression, one should be for gain there, okay?
I guess maybe I'll have to take a look at it one more time. You can Google it. It's a Yaesu ASP1 module, I think it is. You can put it in the 150s or the 510s. I didn't see a knob on it. If it is, it's very, very small. But it's a little single board processor that you open up the radio, you pop it in, and then you close the radio back up again. So there's not like a knob I can turn unless there's something that is now, you know, enabled in the settings that I'm not aware of yet.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, I'm sorry. I thought it was an external. Yaesu, I'm still stretching here. I thought it was an external unit. Well, if it's a board that goes inside the radio, you should do some control on the front of your radio should be able to control it. Besides the audio gain, because you got to be able to set the ALC. That's what I'm talking about. On the transmit side of it, when you look at some of the old radios, you adjust the ALC. That's the compression. What is it? A Yaesu what?
ASP Alpha Sierra Papa. I'll try it. I'm pretty sure it's just a Yaesu. Here, let me find it. I don't know. It's just a Yaesu ASP. I think it's -1 or something like that.
Yeah, they got a couple here.
SPU1.
The radio, though, but there is one. Is it just a little? Well, I don't know if it's a little, but is it a square board with two screw holes?
Yeah, that's the one. I'm looking at it on Gigaparts right now. I don't see any dials on it.
Yeah, all right, that's what I'm looking at, Gigaparts. I'm looking right at it. $59.95. And audio digital signal processing capabilities to your transceiver. But, no, I don't say. There's no adjustments on there, and I see that too. But it don't say, anything here about how you control it. So you gotta have some control of it. There's gotta be a way to control it. You know, there's too much. If you got ALC, if you have ALC on front of your radio, if you have to adjust for ALC, that might control it. Yeah, I see there's nothing here. Just a big covered chip and circuit board there, okay.
Yeah, that's what it is, and I think it's mostly used for doing, like, satellite work or trying to contact the ISS, which is why I guess it can help clean up the signal if you're not pointed right directly at it, so it can be helpful in that way, but maybe not so helpful in just regular, when just talking to somebody else, I don't know. But they put on sale, and they put a sale on Gigaparts. I ended up buying another 150, ordering another 150R AS with the ASP module and the Mars mod this time, so I don't got to crack it open again.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, that's cool, man. When you talk to people, since you put that in there, what do they say about your modulation? Do they say it's nice and clean and, you know, working good?
I don't even think the people can tell. I mean, I'll run in there. Let me run inside and let you be the judge of it. Give me 30 seconds here.
Yeah, Roger that. Standing by.
All right, I'm back. This is WSID 817. Dave, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, Mike. Yeah, it sounds good. I don't know if there's any difference, really, since the last time I heard you on it. But the audio's good and clean, though, okay?
Yeah, I think it's mostly just for receiving. I don't think it does anything on the transmit, but you know, I can't really tell. I can't hear anything. It's, the Yaesu comes across real loud and clear, so you wouldn't really be able to tell. But if there's a dirty signal coming in, it comes in, it processes all those clicks and beeps and static, and so you end up just hearing the straight voice.
Yeah, Roger that. I was going to say that, too. I was going to say, I bet you it knocks out a lot of the noise and stuff like that. Are you still in there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I think the Saginaw repeater's cutting out. I was experiencing that earlier. Now I flipped over to Mayville.
Yeah, Roger that. Doing good off the maze, a little bit of hash behind you, but nothing to nitpick about. Doing pretty good there, okay?
All right, Dave. That's all I got. I got to grab some coffee here, and we'll talk again. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
Yeah, Roger that. I was going to tell you the same thing. I was going to say I got to get up out of here for a minute, get me some more coffee, and, you know, just ponder what I'm going to do here. All right, Mike, very good. Always good talking to you, my friend, and glad you're doing all right, and I'm glad you're taking care of them dogs out there. That's my hat's off, like I said a million times before. My hat's off to you and Lori. But we'll talk to you in a little bit, man, my friend. If not, have yourself a good day. WSFZ 793, and I'm out for a bit. WSFZ 793, back listening.
WRUB 229, standing by. WSHC 972, standing by. Heard your key up, no audio.
And the band is coming alive.
Copy that. WSHC 972. Standing by.
WSAA 336 mobile and monitoring.
WSST 902, you allow?
Morning, Dave. What's up, bud?
I'm just sitting here drinking the coffee and, you know how it is, pondering the morning there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. I'm doing the same thing. I'm just watching the news. I got probably no Woodward Cruise right now.
Yeah, Roger. I just got done watching a movie on YouTube with what was that comedian's name? Passed away. A couple of them passed away. Jesus, I can't remember his name. I'm telling you, man. But the movie's called 1 Hour Photo. Now, that's a pretty good movie. Long, long time ago, but I was going through YouTube movies, and there it was. And I was like, I'd like to see that again.
Yeah, Roger that.
I don't know why I can't remember his name. He was in, he used to be the guy in Mork and Mindy years ago. I can't remember his name now. Geez, I'm telling you, my mind's gone now. But in this movie, it ain't nothing funny. It's a serious movie. He plays a film developer. People bring in their cameras and stuff, and he develops the pictures, and he gets obsessed with his family, and he starts, you know, crazy shit, man. Pretty good stuff, though.
Robert Williams, you're talking about.
Robin Williams.
Yes, thank you, guys. Robin Williams, yep. And this movie, though, he's not a funny... He don't play no funny stuff. He gets pretty demented. And he does a great job acting in this movie. Great job. And, yeah, seeing it was on YouTube, I'm going to watch this again, man. I like this movie. So, I'm going to watch it and I'm drinking my coffee there, Roger. What are you doing, Frank? You just waking up? Are you moving around? Sorry about that, Dave. It's all right, man. No problem.
I'm kind of like just waking up a little bit too. I've been up since, I don't know, a couple hours or so, but yeah. It had a thing on Woodward for a second. It was kind of all right.
Yeah, Roger. I've been out here since 4, around 5 or so. I made a couple contacts and that was it. And so I'm sitting here watching the movie and movie's over. I'm going to get up here for a second, see if there's any coffee left. I'll be right back. WSOC 793, be back.
Yeah, roger that. Now, I had my scanner on, that's how I heard you, so I just grabbed the handheld and gave you some color back. But yeah, go ahead and get your coffee, do what you gotta do.
Roger that, I'll be back. Alright, I'm back. WSOG 793, listening.
Alright, there we go. Yeah, WSFP 902. Anyways, good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, right back to you. The pot was empty, but I found a...
Press your alert button.
Yeah, press my alert button now, yes. You're welcome. Every morning I gotta swap the battery out in this thing. But, I found a Folgers in a Keurig. I was like, today's my day.
Dave, I gave you two of them Keurig things. You should be able to make a cup of coffee anytime you want, dude. Come on now.
Yeah, I know, and I use them. But, you know, I would have made one. I would have used one, just now. But I slid the door open, the Keurig door open, and sure enough, there was a Folgers in there. And I was like, God, it's my lucky day. You know, since I didn't have to set up the, you know, I just whipped it in there, bang, and swapped my batteries out and come back in.
On the back porch right now?
No, not yet, but I've been pondering it. Let me see what the... Yeah, 72. Nice. It's got to be nice out there. It looks nice out there. And I looked out the back door while I was waiting for the coffee to fill up. And I think maybe I'm going to step out there in a few.
Roger that. Well, I don't know. I'm in the back porch right now. It's nice, though. It's going to get hotter as it goes on. I'm pondering what I want to do today, too. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, roger on that. Yeah, I see now. By 1 p.m., it's going to be 89 out. Oh, boy. Wonder when the stuff's going to slow down a little bit.
Numbers right around the corner.
Yeah, I know. I ain't looking forward to it either. But, ain't no big thing. We got the AC in here and stuff, you know. If it's too hot, I'll just come in here and, you know, in the kitchen or something. You know, got AC going. You know, when it starts getting that hot, the AC starts up and, well, you know how it works, so I'm not worried about it. I'm not looking forward to winter, that's a damn sure.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, time's just blinking by like blink of an eye. I don't know.
Yeah, I know, ain't that something? At least it could be. It seems like these years go by a lot faster than they used to. Time, too, you know. I just figure it's a part of getting old, you know. Yeah, what are you gonna do? So, yeah, I'm gonna sit here and I'm gonna drink my coffee, ponder what I'm gonna do, and whatever other stuff there. Okay.
Yeah, roger that. Like I say, I'm just like you would say, I'm just pondering my morning.
Yeah, all right, man. Well, go ahead on and ponder your morning, and I'm going to get a monitor inside here and open up the thing there. Somebody else might want to get in there, so I'll talk to you in a few, my friend. Good morning time to you again. You're sounding good through the repeater, sounding really good. That radio sounds good, though. You know, through the repeater and everything. I'll get your morning pondered there. We'll talk to you in a little bit there. WSFZ 793, I'll clear up yours.
Yeah, roger that. Hey, if I decided I want to go to Woodward, could you make it into the truck and get the passenger seat?
I'm not sure about that.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm surprised. I got this thing on low. And I'm blowing through pretty good. That's good. Anyways, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to kind of just sit back and go finish watching the news and wake up a little bit more and drink my coffee and figure out what I'm going to do. WSFT 902. I'll be monitoring.
Roger that. I'm monitoring.
WSFT 796.
Go ahead on 796.
I was just coming through the living room and heard the fellas talking. I figured I'd reach out and say good morning to y'all. Morning.
Yeah, good morning time to you, 796. WSOZ 793.
Yeah, normally I'm not actually able to reach this computer on a regular basis, but every once in a while the band opens up. I'm just north of Mansfield, Ohio. I've been on here a time or two on the Beach Boys.
The thing is, GBB and all the other stuff. Roger that, 796. Got you north of Mansfield, Ohio. You're coming in pretty good. Little bit of static behind you, but you're very readable there, okay?
Well, I'm happy to hear that. I did some tower work yesterday, and the Yagi that I have been using is about maybe 5 or 6 feet higher in the air now. I got a chance to do a little bit of tower work yesterday, so I'm happy to hear I'm actually still able to remember each detour. When I do antenna work, I'm always worried that I'm going to make it worse and not better.
Yeah, roger that. I figure up here the Yagi's the best thing to use, you know, it's directional beam. I think it's the best antenna you can put up for out here on GMRS. I'm up here in Warren, Michigan, through the Macomb County repeater there, roger?
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I've got an Omni GMRS. 2 meter and 70 centimeter, but it covers MERS and GMRS as well. I stuck that at the top of the tower yesterday and put the Yagi right down below it, so I got a little switch I can switch between the two. But yeah, I show you when I'm coming to these farther away repeaters. I think this repeater is about 107 miles away. So yeah, the Yagi is definitely the way to go. Wow.
Right, wow. That Yagi's doing its business, man. Like I said, you're coming in good, man. You got a little spatter behind you, but it's coming in great there. You sound good up here there, okay. All right, man. I don't know. Maybe Jack might be out here or somebody want to get in here and get with you. So I don't talk to you again. You take care. First personal is Dave on this end. Delta Alpha Victor Echo. I'm up here in Warren, Michigan. And, you know, like I said, you're doing great, man. I figured somebody else might want to talk to you. So you take care, brother, and stay cool and, you know, just have yourself a general good day. We'll talk to you later, my friend. WSOZ 793, and I'm listening.
All right, yeah, it was good to talk to you, 793 there. Good to talk to my first name's Tyler, WSGT 796 on this thing. If anybody else, I'm due ready to head out for work here in about another 15 minutes. I'll be around for just a few minutes.
793 from Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. Good morning.
I say good morning to you. I lose the get 796 on the deck.
Good morning, Paige. You got a guy down in Ohio, 796, trying to say hello to you.
Good morning there, 796. Hope you're having a good day down there in Ohio. I'm up here in Saginaw, Michigan.
Yeah, same to you. I hope you're having a wonderful day, and I do have a wonderful day. Yeah, I'm down here about 107 miles away from the Detroit Yankees, just north of Mansfield, Ohio, central Ohio.
Yeah, roger that. You're definitely sounding good up this way, and no complaints. I'm not sure who that just was, but you were completely unreadable.
There's nothing but static on my end as well. What I was going to say, though, is before that last case came in there, I'm getting a repeater about S2, or sometimes an S1, drops down to S1. But yeah, I'm getting about an S2, sometimes an S3, just depends on which way the wind's blowing, I should say. So, yeah, I'm getting a good signal down here.
Yeah, roger that. Are you on a base, mobile, or anything else?
I'm on a 50-watt base here. Well, I guess it's segment mobile, but yeah, I'm using it as a base. On a Yagi about 25 or 26 feet in the air.
Okay. Well, it's definitely doing the job there.
Yeah, what I was telling the individual before here, I was telling him I did some tower work yesterday, and I was always hoping that I'd never make it worse. I always want to make it better, or at least keep it the same. So, yeah, the Yagi's up to about another 5 or 6 feet than what it was before. I've talked to the Detroit repeaters quite often, but usually it kind of fades out during the actual day. But I can get it in the morning and the evening, and sometimes throughout the night. So, I guess it must be just the way that the signals go when the sun's rising and such.
Yeah, roger that. Propaganda is definitely something else. I'm used to it on the lower bands, but haven't quite expected it up on here until I got into GMRS, but it definitely plays a factor there.
Right, I think I'm just in the right line of sight there for, you know, besides the lake and maybe even skipping across the lake just a smidge. So I think that helps a lot. Sometimes I get television channels from Detroit. Not all the time. Like I said, Detroit's not reliable no matter which way it is. But there's some good times it comes in here. There's actually been a time I've got the Detroit GMRS with you full scale, full quieting. I've been in there like I'm sitting on the front door of it.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, for me, it's not too challenging. I got 1, 2, 3, 4 systems all relatively close that I can get into 3 of them without too much of a problem. Fourth one is kind of hit or miss a little bit, but I've got pretty good coverage up here, so I'm fortunate, but I definitely I tip my hat to those that got to struggle to get into it there.
Yeah, about where I live here, there's probably about 3 different repeaters that I can reach. You know, 2 of them I can reach reliably. The other 2 or 3, they're kind of touch and go. The others, I think it's about a week or two ago, I was talking to the Parma, Ohio, close to Cleveland. I was talking to a repeater over there that's actually very low profile, surprisingly. I was actually able to get into it. So, yeah, these band conditions have been absolutely amazing lately.
Yeah, really surprised. surprised me one day. Somebody popped up from New York out here, and that was pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah, that would be impressive. That'd be great, actually. I mean, that's, my goodness, what, 400 or 500 miles, maybe even farther than that, depending on where they're at and, you know, how they're using it there. So, yeah. VSTQ 796 variety.
Yeah, roger that. I'm about to sign off here because I'm almost home, but, you know, it's been a pleasure chatting with you, 796. Hope we get to do it again. Dave, sorry I didn't get to chat with you too much there, but hope you're doing well. And, Dave, I'm going to turn it over to you real quick to say hi, and then 796 will talk to you again. This is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
WSJ-968, Cleveland, Ohio. WSJ-968, Cleveland, Ohio. You are coming in there. We'll be scratchy. There's Cleveland. But go ahead. Cleveland, Ohio. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. The name here is Mike. Whiskey Sierra. Whiskey Sierra. Juliet, Juliet. 968. Good morning. I'm going to say 73 because I can't hear you too good. So I'm going to say 73 is just good morning. Good morning, and I'm going to say 73 if I hear you too good. So you guys take care. This is Chris Sierra, Juliet, Juliet, 968, 73, from Ohio, 73.
Oh, well, Cleveland, Ohio, thanks for the contact. That's really good. I'm in Shelby, Ohio, just north of Mansfield, Ohio, so. We're both coming from Ohio, heading to Detroit with Peter and coming back. So, yeah, I'm actually going to jump out of here as well. I'm going to have to get on to work. So, W3 to all. Have a good day, everyone. This is WSTQ 796. Be clear.
Hey, 796. Take care of my neighbor. 796, take care of my neighbor. The name here is Mike. Whiskey Sierra. Juliet, 968, Cleveland, Ohio. We're going to say 73. Good morning, everybody. 73.
WRZX 218, standing by.
Good morning, Randall. WSFZ 793.
Well, good morning to you. I just turned this thing on a few minutes ago. I heard a bunch of Ohio activity out here. How's this Yankee sounding? I switched over to it. Got a good copy on it, over?
Oh, yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, it sounds a hell of a lot better than you usually sound. You know, no offense, but that Yankee's definitely answering the call.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, it looks, sounds like Cleveland and Middle Ohio's coming in this morning. A little juicy out there, but it's going to be very hot and humid, dewpoint 73, so there ain't going to be too much outside activity today there, roger.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I've seen that. I just looked that up. It's like, oh man, it's going to be one of them days. Hopefully nobody goes out there and starts screwing around and falls out on it, but yeah, it's supposed to be one of them nasty days. It's going to be humid, it's going to be hot, and thank God for air conditioning, but yeah, Ohio's running strong up here. That guy from Shelby, Ohio, whatever, he come in here full swing on the S meter and everything, like he was, you know, a local there. Go ahead.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I was switching back and forth between my omnidirectional and the Yagi, and my signal was the same, so I didn't have no drop-off on the Yagi. I do need to go up there, though, and adjust it. I need to swing it a little bit more east and try and find a sweet spot between downtown and Mount Clemens repeater and pick up 575-2, I think, and I forget what city it's in there. But and then I split the difference and keep it there. I got a little too much going northeast. I'm going to change it. Swing it back to the east a little bit, and that should improve.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, it's doing a good job now, I'll tell you that. But you have to hand, do you have to turn it by hand, or you have a rotor on it?
Nah, I just get my step ladder and go up. I got it mounted on a mast about, it's probably 15, 16 feet off the ground. And then the Omni Harvest is at 30 feet above that. So that's the way I got it going. I just go up there and loosen up the U-clamp, turn it by hand. It's pretty easy to do. Just got to watch climbing the ladders. You know how that goes.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, I hope you don't go up there and mess with it when it's super hot out, but, you know your limitations. Yeah, the Yagi, I think the Yagi's the best thing out here for running GMRS because it's a directional beam, and I don't know the gain amplification on those for up here, I couldn't tell you, but the beam is the best thing to have, and, if you had a rotor on it, like I did in the CB days, I had a PDL-2 beam on a tower, and I had a ground plane. And, the beam, you hear mostly in the direction that it's pointed at. And I had a ground plane, I used to sit on the ground plane, say like I had the beams pointed east, and somebody I know or somebody's trying to get a hold of me to the west or something, I could, flip the switch, go over to the beam, swing it to the west, and, do my thing there, Roger.
Copy that. When I first got into this GMRS, I don't know, 3 years ago or better, I bought a Yagi, a little three element, and that was my first antenna, about 11 feet, 10 feet up, and unbeknownst to me, I had it pointing in the wrong direction. I had it pointing west instead of east. But the damn thing still worked. I was coming in just wall to wall to Detroit, and I bought it because the frequencies is where GMRS was at, and it was tuned to that. I didn't have to touch it. And so after talking with a couple of fellows, Jack one of them, I turned it around, pointed it east, and hey, this is working. So about a year later, I upgraded to a seven element, what I'm running now. And I just got to turn a little bit more to the east, and I think I'll be dialed in. And I won't have to go up there and mess with it no more.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, signal-wise on my radio, if it's reading your signal, you're about three quarters over on my meter. You're almost fully in there. I bet you set that Yagi right. I bet you come in full dog, all quieting and everything. There's nothing like a beam, man. Especially now you're saying you're running a seven element. That's got to have a hell of a bit of gain to it there, Roger.
Roger that. I think it's 11 dB. I think it's 11 dB gain. Compared to like 6.5 maybe on the omnidirectional. So yeah, there's quite a bit of difference there. It's pretty dedicated to where you have it pointed. But some days it isn't there though, I've noticed. But right now I just cut my power down to medium and I'm back on the harvest now, so can you tell any difference?
Well, I gotta be honest with you, man. No. I couldn't tell the difference. I couldn't even tell when you switched over. That's pretty good. That harvest is a good antenna, man. It's doing you justice. Like I said, you're almost all the way over on my... I don't know if my S-meter reads the repeater signal or the incoming signal of the transmitter, but you're pretty much over almost to the end of my S-meter, and it's pretty quieting. You got good quieting and everything. It's just all you in there, okay?
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, there shouldn't be too much difference in the antennas with the propagation the way it is out here. And the banding has been going on for a couple of days now, so that's why I'm seeing it. I heard that fella down there on 796, and I said, let me turn mine over. So that's what I've been talking on until now, so I'll go up there and change it, like I said, and that should be dialed in. I won't have to go up there and fool with it no more there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. All right, if you go up there and mess with it, if I'm out here, I remember how far your signal reads on this. If I'm out here, probably will be. You know, I'll help you out. I'll let you know if it's less or more or whatever the case may be. But yeah, there wasn't no difference. I'm kind of surprised, but then again, you know, if we were running simplex, there'd probably be a difference, you know. But you're hitting the repeater just as good off the harvest as you're off the Aggie. So, but yeah, if you're out there and you screw around with it, see if I'm out here. I'll be out there, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. Got my horse around with McComb repeater too, because I can hit that. I can hit that when conditions are just right. And about 43 miles away from me, Mount Clemens, so that's a bit of a stretch. And that's just, you know, regular transmission. I can rattle it, but it's real hard to hear to any kind of eligible, a lot of static. But on a good day, I can hit it and be readable on it. But it's very often that happens there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, McComb or Mount Clemens repeater, if you're hitting it, if you're able to hit it, that might be a good test to go between the harvest and the Yagi. Because that repeater's further away from Detroit, and you got to really be all you can be, I suppose, to hit it as far as you are away from it. That'd be a good test between the two antennas there, okay?
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I just turned it back to the Yagi, and my S-meter goes up one bar, so it's making a difference. And the conditions are dictating that today, I think. But, yeah, I'll go up there in a little while before it gets too hot and mess with that and see if we can't get a little bit of improvement.
Yeah, very good, Ben. And like I said, you know, if you need a radio check, call out for me, and if I'm here, you know, I'll help you. I'll give you the radio checks. I'll tell you the difference and all that other stuff. But, all right, Randall, tied it up enough. I'm going to sit back, monitor, and open up the band or whatever they say. But we'll talk to you in a little bit. You're sounding good off both antennas. But like I said, give me a holler if you need a radio check or something. We'll talk to you in a few, my friend. WSFZ 793, and I'm listening after you.
Roger that, Dave. Okay. Will do. My mobile's down, right? Well, it works, but blew a brake line in it, in the Jeep. So I'm waiting on waiting on brake lines to come here and get that sucker back going and get back out my mobile too. But alright, I'll talk at you later. Stay cool. WRZX 218, and we are standing by.
Roger that, and I'm listening.
Good morning, WSJS 896, Monica.
WRJT 765. WRZG 571, stand up, Steel. 571, what'd you say you were at? Seems to me like a good morning for all them radios coming out of Ohio.
WRZF 865, monitoring.
WSA 836, mobile and monitoring.
WSGH 922 monitoring.
WSBQ 684 mobile.
Station 684, WSGH 922. Station 684, WSGH 922. Nothing heard, WSGH 922, clear.
Morning, 922.
Morning. 488.
What are you doing this morning?
I just got my second cup of coffee here, waking up.
I just got off of the restaurant.
going back home right now. Roger.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. That's your guys' breakfast meeting. You wear that hat over there?
So, no, I don't want it to be greased up from the restaurant, so I didn't wear it that much.
Yeah, roger that. All right, Jack, get a hold of me later here. We'll be listening.
Yeah, no problem. Take care. WIAT 48.
WSGH 922, clear.
WSDM 993 monitoring.
Station 684. Station 684, WSGH 922. WSGH 922, clear.
Good morning, Greg. WSGH 922 from WSBM 993, copy.
Hey, good morning, Chad. How you doing today?
Doing pretty good. I think it's going to be a hot one today from what I hear there, copy.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I got to get some yard work done here. Probably head out here in a minute and get her done before it gets too hot.
Yeah, I copy that one. Well, I heard you in there, man. I just wanted to jump in and say good morning to you and hello. Let you get back to your business. You have yourself a good one. If you're out there working in that yard or outdoors, try to stay as cool as possible and stay hydrated. We'll talk with you again there, Greg. WSBM 993 will be monitoring.
Okay, Chad, have a good one. Thanks for the shout-out. We'll talk to you later. WSG 922 will be clear.
WSKF 896, mobile and monitoring.
WSOC 793, monitoring.
WSFV 793 from WSBM 993. How's it going, Dave?
Well, so far, it's been going all right. Morning's been going pretty good for me. Good morning to you. What you up to?
Copy that one. Here's going to be a hot one today. Starting my day, not really doing too much, just a normal day, I guess. Just kind of getting started, you know.
Yeah, roger, I understand that. Still a little early here, but yeah, it's going to get pretty bad today. It's going to be humidity, it's going to be way up there and everything, man. Don't you go falling out now. Go out there and start messing around and, you know, falling out on me now. But, yeah, this morning was hot, man. Had, for the radio, had all kinds of Ohio signals rolling in. Hitting the repeater hard there, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I hear you. Yeah, you do the same too, man. Try to stay cool and stay in that air condition if you have air condition, definitely. But heard you in there, man. Just wanted to jump in and say good morning to you. Sounding good like always, for sure. And we'll definitely talk with you maybe a little later, my friend. You take care for now. WSBM 993 will be back monitoring after yours.
Yeah, it's fine business out there, yeah. It's always good talking to you. It's good to know you're doing all right. And you sound good as usual, and no complaints there. So I hope you have a good day, my friend. Really do. You take care of yourself now. I'll talk to you later, brother. WSWZ-793. I'm quiet, monitoring.
793
from WSJF 896. Yeah, I caught the 896 part, but it's a little rough, man. You're choppy coming through the repeater. Good morning to you.
Okay, how you doing? I'm just moving. I'm driving farther away from the repeater here. I'm just wondering what kind of signal I was still getting out there.
Yeah, Roger. Well, I don't know if you're mobiling or not. It's sounding okay through the repeater, but it's very choppy, like you're in a mobile or something on the outer fringes, okay?
Yeah, I'm mobile, but still operating off a handheld here. But just want to see how it's going. I heard you on. I want to say good morning here. Have a good day, and thanks for the update here.
Yeah, man, well, I appreciate that. And good morning right back to you, man. Hey, you seem to sound, you're starting to sound better a little more. I don't know, as you're getting closer, you must be getting closer to the repeater or something, because just the end of that transmission, you started sounding a little better. But anyway, good morning time to you. You have yourself a good day, and be careful out there with the heat and everything. And we'll talk to you in a bit. WSOZ 793, and I'm listening.
This is Sierra Mike to 837 monitoring.
There it is, 80 degrees. WSFT 902.
Yep, getting up there, it's making its way up there.
Surrey Bobby Brown. What's going on there, Dave?
Well, nothing, I dozed off in the chair. But I'm up again, and I still have coffee in my cup, luckily, so I'm just the usual, sitting here sipping, and I don't know, whatever else I'm doing.
Yeah, there it is. Kind of hard to motivate myself, so. But yeah, it's starting to pick up, I'm out here smoking a cigarette in the yard, and yeah, it's starting to warm up a little bit now.
Yeah, Roger that. From what I'm looking at, by 2 p.m. it's going to be 91. 3 p.m. it's going to be 92, so. But it's going to be, it's going to be humid. That's a damn show. And what we got here, UV will be high starting at 2 p.m. There you go, man. Go outside and do your shit naked, man. Get yourself a good tan.
No siree Bobby Brown, not me. I'm not getting into all that. Like I said, I just came out here and with a cigarette. I heard you guys earlier. I got the scanner on, been monitoring all morning and all night. Just kind of chilling out. So, yeah, but I haven't even figured out what I want to do yet.
Yeah, Roger. I gave you a shout like about, 5:30, 6 o'clock. Somewhere in there. I think he's up and he's got his scanner on, he'll hear me. But anything you do, might be a good day to do it inside or do it in the shade or something, because it's going to be a rough one today, guaranteed. I got my window open a little bit, and it's still open a little bit, but sooner or later, when it gets around, when it starts getting around 90, that's when I'm going to close it.
Yeah, Roger that. No, I'm just, I'm still debating. I'd probably do it when the sun goes down, but I was going to make a run on Woodward. go see what's happening out there. It just kills me that this year I can't, you know, I want to take the bet out so bad. I started prepping for it like 3 months ago to 4 months ago to get the parts I need and money I need to swap that clutch out. And everything just fell apart from that point forward till now. But I made some other arrangements, so we'll see what happens here.
Yeah, Roger that. I understand, man. Bills are more important. You know, it ain't, you know, it's not like it's cheap. It'd be cheap to have that clutch in place. You know, I know it's up there. But, you know, that's the way it is. You know, just got to do it the way you see it. You know, it's a bummer. But you probably have a good time going up there and, you know, checking out all the rods and shit. Even if you don't have your vet with you, probably be cool to go up there and check the stuff. I don't know how it'd be in 92-degree weather, but what the hell, why not, you know?
Yeah, no, Roger that. Years past, I'd be out working in Bloomfield, and 2 weeks prior, or a month even prior, there'd be a bunch of whips out there, and, you know, you'd see them there, and, you know, I'd make the cruise, and, you know, but, I don't know, I was thinking maybe wait until the sun goes down, because it's going to be too hot, figure out something else. I don't know what I'm going to do as of right this minute. I was actually thinking about maybe going in the basement and sorting my stuff out, but even that's kind of, don't know what I'm going to do.
Yes, F-5-5-8-7.
Yeah, all right. Well, get some more coffee in here and get it figured out. It wouldn't be bad to go to the cruise in the evening, like you said. I didn't think about that. I don't know if they'd all still be there. But anyway, I'm gonna sit back, let this 587 get up in here, and I'll talk to you in a few minutes. WSOC 793. I'm listening.
Hey, Roger that. WSOC 902. Go ahead, 587. Go ahead there, 587.
Go ahead, 587. It might have been Skip. I couldn't understand what he was saying anyway. I just caught the 587 part, so.
Yeah, no, Roger that. That's why I just figured out. Let him get in there, but he was coming in kind of scratchy, really. He's barely even hitting a repeater, but I caught the 587 too, so. Anyhow, WSFT 902, I'm going to go back to monitoring. I'll get a hold of you later, Dave.
Yeah, all right, very good, then. We'll talk to you in a little bit, my friend. WSFZ 793, and I'm back listening.
WSFY587. If y'all are expected to come down to Sundale, Michigan, East 9 Mile Road, by the way, the road is blocked off due to an old car show until 8:30. This is WSFY587, warning people who are heading down to Sundale, Michigan. WSFY 587, clear.
WSHR 566, on the air, monitoring.
7's in the house.
Yes, sir.
Well, good morning time to you. WSRZ 792.
Here's you, Dave the man. What's up?
I'm just sitting here, drinking ice water, or already had my coffee, and watching the temperature go up, what do you think?
Yeah, copy that, yeah. It's supposed to get pretty hot today. Me and Sherman were supposed to go to that dream cruise today, but he decided not to go. For one thing, he's still a little under the weather, and he said it's going to be too goddamn hot.
Yeah, 902 was talking about that too, about going, but maybe it's in the evening if he makes up his mind. Somebody was keying up here. I know, what's his name, James, I think it was James. I can't remember his numbers. He was keying up saying anybody going to the Dream Cruise, all the streets are closed off or something, and a bunch of stuff there, okay?
Yeah, copy that.
How's time you feeling?
All about the same.
Yeah, all right. Well, I hope she gets better. For sure. It kind of sucks, man, but... Yeah, you got to go through it. I've been through it. You got to go through it, I guess, whatever the case is. So, what else is up besides the Dream Cruise?
Oh, not so much. Tanya bought me a ATV. It's a Lego model is what it is, but it's like more for adults than kids. It's an ATV, but it's a fire rescue ATV. And this thing is driving me freaking nuts. It's got motors in it and everything because it's remote control, and I'm putting it together and missing shit and doing stuff, and then I think I did shit wrong, and then I keep going, and I'm not. And so I took a break so I could talk to you. It's going to take me a while to do this one, but oh well.
Well, ain't you going, I assume you're going by the instructions, right?
Yeah, but you need a damn magnifying glass to look at the shit. And then they show you how to put together instead of showing it like a blow-up bill, how putting it on. It's already put on, and then they got like a red circle around it. It shows you where it goes.
Yeah, Roger that. I tell you my trick, when I get something, you know, in the instruction books, like the letters are so small you can't read them, unless you have a magnifying glass, and a lot of times that happens to me. I go online and look up the instruction book, download it, and you can blow it up or do whatever you want. It's a hell of a lot better. I do it all the time. If I get something here, and it doesn't matter what it is, they give you the book with it, and it's like you gotta have a magnifying glass to read it, especially if it's a multi, you know, quite a bit of pages in there. I just throw the book back in the box, and I get online and download the book, and that way I can open it up. Just open it up, read it. If you have to, you can, you know, expand it so you can read it better or whatever. That's a smart thing to do there.
Yeah, copy that. I didn't think about doing that. I'm gonna have to try that. So I'll have to go on the box and see if there's a thing on there to do that. There should be.
Roger. All you have to type in is whatever it says on the box, what model it is. You know, whatever it says on the box, blah, 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 ATV. Just put it in there and put in instruction manual and take you to it. And usually it's a PDF, but who cares? You know, download it, open it up, and read, be able to read everything nice and clean. You don't need no magnifying glass or anything like that. And you don't have to worry about when you let go of the, when you take your hand off the book, it closes itself up. Well, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I'm looking on the box right now. I think they have a... Yeah, I'll have to look up the company when I get done talking to you. I'll, and they even got a scan, one of those scans. You know, your barcode, that probably was. I'll bet you that's what it is.
That's probably what it is. But there should be an instruction book online, same exact one as you got there. You know, it should... Every time I've done it, they come up with an instruction book. I've done it a lot because I can't read them little the books they send you with the little print. I can't read them. Glasses on and all, man. I try to read them and it just gets frustrating. But if I download the book online and, like I said, bring it up, you can do what you want. You can, you know, expand it or contract it or whatever and make it nice and readable.
Yeah, copy that. That's what I'm going to have to do, I guess.
Yeah, you'll be all right, man. Save on the frustration. You'll be able to figure out where you're making your mistakes, man, if you can read the book. If you're able to read the book, you probably wouldn't have any mistakes. So, yeah, if you download it and open it up, yeah, then you can find out where your mistakes are at and stuff. So I hope you get it going there. How many motors are on it?
There's four motors.
Wow. What is it, like a one motor per wheel, or is that how it's set up?
I'm not sure. I know it goes reverse, forward, backward, and all that, so I don't know. If you want to look it up, it's called ATV Firefighting Vehicle, and it's made by Mold Team, MOULDKING.
Frustrated. Now, if you get frustrated, you just stop, go, I don't know, walk around the house, have yourself a vodka and seltzer or something, you know, get all nice and calm, and then come back, sit down again, and take it from there. It's a simple thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. But if you want to look it up online, it's made by Mold King, MOULDKING.
Hang on, I'm looking here.
And it should say ATV firefighting vehicle.
Yeah, they got a lot of cars and stuff here. Does it have a search? Yeah, okay, yeah, I'm going to put in ATV, see what happens. ATV. Oh, yeah, what model is it?
It says on a box, ATV firefighting vehicle.
It's the 2300 ATV firefighting rescue vehicle building set. Oh man, 2,100 pieces. And she sold a man. She sold out some crackers for this one. $146.50. You better build the damn thing. That's the most expensive one out of them all from the three they offered. The rest of them, the other two are not firefighting. I'm looking at it, man. That's a pretty snazzy looking ATV, man. But 2,100 pieces. Well, the other two are like, well, the one is 617 pieces, and the other one's 1,120 pieces. Yeah, she hooked up on that, man. She must love you a hell of a lot. But if you try, man, you got a pencil and paper, or you're already on the site. You can already get on the site. Get that model number there, the 2230038 ATV, and put that into Google and say instruction manual or something. It'll come up. It should come up.
Yeah, I'm going to do all. She bought it for my birthday, too. My birthday's at the end of the month, so she paid. Oh, it's cheaper on Amazon. I think she said she paid like $120 for it or $129 for it. I've seen it on other sites for like almost $200-$300. I've seen it.
Roger. Well, I'm on the Mold King site. Like I said, I'm looking right at it, and it's $146.50 U.S. dollars. But even at 120, man, you know, she shelled out some crafters for you. Now you better get that thing built. It looks pretty neat, though. I think it's pretty cool, man. I don't know how big it is, you know, what scale, but I'm pretty sure it'd be a decent sized scale, a decent big something or another.
Hey, you know the size of those big RC trucks, you know, because I got one. It's about the size of that, and I forget what scale it is, if it's 1/8 scale, whatever, but yeah, it's pretty big.
Yeah, Roger, that's what I'm figuring. I figure it's pretty big. 1/8 scale, that might be it. I used to know my scales. When I was a kid, I used to build models all the time and built a lot of them and stuff. All right, well, I wonder if, I don't know if you can get the book from here, the instructions. Let me click on this thing here. Bring this up. Oh, I forgot you can click on it and really see it. Oh, that is badass, dude. that's going to take you, even if you get the book, I'm pretty sure even if you get the book and read it, it's going to take you a while to build that thing. That ain't, Jesus, the thing's got suspension and all kinds of stuff on it, man. It's going to take you a while to build this thing even if you do get the book.
Yeah, right now I got the I don't know if it's the chassis or what underneath to put the, I got the motors mounted inside because before you put the motors in, they want you to test them to make sure they work the right way. I got them locked in, and then you just got to put I'm on instructions number one. So I think I'm almost to number two because the pieces are getting less and less, but I'm taking a break, so I had one in there that I put something in a hole that I wasn't supposed to, and I had to put this other little grommet in there, or whatever you call it, so I had to improvise. I had to go in there with my little Dremel drill, and I had to drill it out to put that one in there. So that's what happens when you go too fast, you think you're doing things right, you don't look at it right when you put the wrong piece in the wrong thing.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, it looks like it. It looks like you can't go blitzing through it. This don't look like one that you can blitz through in an hour. Yeah, and you gotta, if they're having you putting it together from scratch, yeah, you gotta be real patient. I know how these work. You start getting ahead of yourself, and then you find out, oh, geez, I wasn't supposed to put that in yet. Now you gotta try to take it out without damaging it, and body guy, you said you had to get your Dremel out and straighten things out. Did they give you a battery pack and a radio with this thing?
Yeah, the transmitter that hooks up to the engine is it's rechargeable. Yeah, you can charge that. But the remote control, the handheld remote control, you put two AA batteries in that.
Yeah, all right. While you were saying that, I happened to look at the key feature list, and it answered my question. You got a remote control, whatever, a 2.4G power module. I am assuming that's the battery. Building instruction booklet included. That's nice. It's a nice looking unit. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. That looks great. Get the model number and just go into Google with the model number. Make sure you put in mold king 20. I'd have to get kicked back here. You put in mold king 23003 instruction manual. And hit your send, and I guarantee it'll come up with something.
Yeah, copy that. That's what I'm going to do. Yeah, you should see the players on this thing. They're huge. So like you said, it's going to be a pretty big model. Only thing, though, I wish the lights on it would light up. But I don't know. I might be able to finagle something and get something online. Maybe I could put like a little tiny battery pack on the top of it with some little lights and put them inside those things. I don't know yet, but I'm not worried about that now. I'm just worried about getting this thing done. Well, I mean, when I get it done.
Yeah, right. I looked down the list here, the key piece, to see if the lights work. And it doesn't say. So they probably don't work. If you do anything to lights, when you go to do them, go with LEDs, man. They're a lot easier on the batteries than, your wheat filament or even just regular incandescent filament little lights there. LEDs will, and they're brighter, and they'll go easy. All you would need is just a couple double A's, man, and, it worked for a while.
Yeah, copy that. They have, I can go on Amazon, they have light bars and different things on there. So I might be able to find, or go to the hobby shop, maybe they got something there that they could hook me up with, but yeah, if I could get two little LED lights, and a little battery pack and put it on there somehow, that would do it.
Could wire a 9-volt battery to them.
Yeah, that'd be even less weight. He's right. Could wire a 9-volt battery to him. It'd be cool if the emergency light on the back, the flashing red light, and the winch, it'd be cool if they worked, man. That'd be neat.
I'm surprised they ain't one of the winch. You think the winch would work? Probably a way to do it, but like I said, that's down the road.
Roger, because in the features it says winch. Doesn't say if it's a working winch or what, but that's here. It's just here and there. But like I said, get up on Google and put the model in, man. You should be able to get the instruction manual. Probably be in PDF or whatever. Download it. Open it up and just take the time, man. And you're going to have to take, from the looks of this thing, you're going to have to take your time. There ain't no hurry in putting this thing together. The other two that they make that I look at, don't look nothing like how long it's going to take to put this one together.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, that's what I'm going to have to do. That's what I've been doing. I started on it last night. What time was it? 7 o'clock. I didn't quit till about 10. Not because of different things. And I said, I'm done for the 7, 8 o'clock, and I've been working on it since. So I'm taking a break for a couple hours or so. So a little bit here, a little bit there.
Yeah, right, man. All right, I'm going to go ahead and get on the monitoring side and open up the thing there. Don't want to hog it up. It looks great, though, man. But like I said, yeah, Yeah, it's going to be a while before you get it filled, even if you get the instructions online there. That looks like a lot of building, a lot of screwing and putting stuff together. But if you get it together like it is in the picture, it's going to be a nice piece, man. Anyway, good talking to you, my friend. Tell Tanya I said hello, and try to have yourself a good day. Don't fall out from the heat, though. It's going to get pretty nasty right by about 1, 2 o'clock, so. Anyway, we'll talk to you in a minute. WSOZ 793, I'll clear up the gears.
Yeah, once again, thanks for the tips there, Dave. I really appreciate it. Good talking to you, and keep an eye on the sky today, because I will be there talking about maybe some thunderstorms later on also, too. So, yeah, have a great day, and, yeah, I'll take my time on it. I'll give you how I'm doing on it. So, all right, we'll talk to you later, Dave. WSHR 566 clear.
Roger that, my friend. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. WSET 667.
Not doing so good. A lot of static here. You're not making it through the repeater very well.
Kind of straight up. Put your power up.
WSDZ 710. Get a radio check. It's making it through the repeater, but it's a bit noisy, but can now make out what you're saying there, okay?
WSBM 993 monitoring. Station 710, WSBM 993. You're coming in quite staticky. I can hear you out there, but it's barely making it, my friend. Copy that, 710. Station 710993, WSBM 993. I can hear you, staticky, and kind of barely making it into the system. Copy. 710, you want a handheld or a mobile? Or?
Try another spot here.
Maybe if you're on a handheld, go by a window or go outside or hold it up and down or something, maybe better hotspot area so you can come in better, maybe possibly.
Make sure you hold your antenna straight up and down, not out away from you or into a range up and down.
I'm okay. And I have a 16-inch fiberglass.
Glass. 793, I'll let you handle it. I'm having difficulties reading them. WSBM 993.
Yeah, Yeah, well, he don't sound so good over here either. He's coming through, but it's all noisy. If you're on a handheld, one thing, make sure you got you're holding so the antenna is straight up and down, not pointed away from out towards, you know, away from you or in towards you. Hold it so it's straight up and down there, right?
Yeah, he's using a mast of some sort, so I don't know if he's out mobile trying to get some better coverage or what he's doing, but yeah, I think that's what I heard him say to be a CP257.
Where's he located at? 710 again. 793, Dave, how do I copy? I don't know what you did, my friend, but stay there, because you're coming in clean and beautiful now.
All right, I guess I found that honey spot, hey?
Yeah, roger that, man. No problems at all. No hiss, no hash, no nothing. All audio.
All right, Dave, this is Peyton, and I'm in Pontiac. Thanks for the help, guys. Chad, thank you again. Hope you guys have a great day. I'll be listening after your final.
Yeah, all right, my friend. Well, whatever you're doing, stay like that. It's working. It's working beautifully. But you're welcome. Help you out there a little bit. But have yourself a good day. Don't fall out from the heat or nothing there. And stay hydrated and all that other good stuff, my friend. And we'll talk to you in a minute. WSFZ 793, and I'm back listening.
Setting up a mast of some sort?
All I heard is 257 and something about a mast.
If power not, then I was asking 71 mast, I heard him correctly earlier, WSGP 257.
Yeah, 257, you started coming in great. I don't know, you cut out and came back, and so I didn't understand what you were asking or what you said.
What's going on there? I'm using a stationary magma antenna here, but I was asking 710 if he was on the map. That's what he said when he was really staticky there. Just checking to see what he's doing, WCP 257.
All right, very good. Well, I'm up and out of here for a minute. I got some things to do. WSFZ 793, I'll be back.
All right, well, nothing heard from 710, so this is WSFZ 257. I'm going to be clear and monitoring.
WSGH 922 in the mobile. WSGH 922 radio check. It's working. Working good.
Hey Dave, thanks. Just out here in a little TID radio H3 in the truck.
Greg, well, it's working, man. It's working perfectly. Full in on the repeater and no noise, no nothing, just you.
Good deal. I like this little radio. Thing's smaller than a pack of cigarettes. 10-watt little radio. It's a pretty good little radio for sure.
Well, it's doing what it's supposed to do. Full in, like I said. That sounds like a good radio. It's amazing. In the 70s and 80s and stuff, a 10-watt radio. A radio that did 10 watts was about as big as a two bricks stacked together, if you know what I mean. Took all them batteries and everything. And now they got these little things that you fit in the palm of your hand, man, that do that much there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. I really, really like this little radio for sure. Man, it's hot out here today. Holy smokes.
Yeah, I just noticed that it's creeping up 90 degrees over here. I guess it's time to close my window. But, yeah, it's supposed to get up there, man. It's supposed to be like 92, 93, so you be careful out there, man. Don't fall out from the heat now.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, we just went over to the farmer's market. Got some fresh peppers we're going to roast on the grill. Put them up. Went over to Menards. Now we're at Culver's getting some custard for later.
Yeah, roasting peppers on the grill. God, that sounds good. Sounds like you're getting it all lined up there. Well, you just, what repeater are you going through?
The Flint one, 725.
Yeah, I just wondering, man, because you're coming in so good, man. I mean, you couldn't get any better than the way you're coming in. Full signal all the way over and clean. Yeah, you're getting your stuff together there. You said the peppers on the grill or roasted peppers kind of got me all mouthwatered and everything.
Yeah, Roger that. We what we do is we buy these Hungarian medium hot. They claim they only had hot right now, but we bought a peck of them for $15, and we won't do it today. Probably, I don't know when we'll do it, but we'll roast them here in the next couple of days on the grill. We get the grill super hot and then char them. You know, you char the pepper on all sides, let them cool a little bit, and then pull that chard off. You know, and they're kind of like slimy. We pull all the seeds out, too. We may leave a few seeds in, but anyways, after that, we'll freeze them, and then when we want to eat them, we'll pull them out, usually for, you know, a special occasion, holidays and stuff. We'll pull a pack of them out and then throw them in a bowl with just regular. I reset there. That thing went off. That's the first time I ever did that. Anyways, you put them in tomato sauce and get about 3 cloves of garlic and crush that garlic up real good and then put it in that bowl and mix them all up. And, oh, man, you can lay them on anything, and they're fabulous.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, now you got my mouth watering for sure. That sounded good, mixing that all together. So I was going to say, along with the peppers, what else do you throw on the grill besides them?
Oh, man, Dave, I'm like the cooking master. I got I got a propane grill, I got a kettle grill, I got a Blackstone flat top grill, and I got a Pit Boss smoker. So you name it, especially around football season. We love to grill out, you know, watch football and throw something on the smoker or the grill or whatever, but we do it all. We do brisket, ribs, chicken, you name it.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I love the grill too. It was always charcoal. Charcoal was my gig. The neighbors gave us their gas grill, and it was still in great shape. They got a newer one, but I didn't really use it. I always dragged out the old, whatever the hell that name of that grill is. It's a popular Weber. Always dragged out the Weber, man. loaded it up with charcoal, let that stuff get busy, and grill away, man. And neighbors and people around the park used to tell me they could smell it. You know, they can smell my cooking. And I grilled a lot. I grilled a lot. Then, you know, I mean, when there was times when I was out of charcoal or something, or out of charcoal fluid or something, yeah, I whipped out the gas grill. It was good. I mean, it worked good and everything, but charcoal was my gig.
Yep, right on with the charcoal. That's my favorite, too, out of all the cooking apparatus I got. If I got time, I would rather do the charcoal for sure. It's got the best flavor, in my opinion.
Roger that. That's, you know, I didn't mind the extra time it took. You know, you got to wait for the coals to all turn white and, you know, get in I forgot what the name of the thing that goes on top of them where you throw the meat on. The grate or whatever. Yeah, I'd get them going, then just before they were all white, I'd throw the grate on there and close the lid. And, you know, the 10, 15 minutes later, go out there, lift the lid, and you throw the meat on, man, that sucker would sizzle. That's what I loved. I knew when I set the meat on there and it started sizzling away right off the bat, I knew we was in for the good one. I always tried to make sure that the meat would sizzle as soon as I dropped it on there. Then I knew that it was hot enough. Yeah, I used to love it, man. I love the taste of the charcoal. You got the stuff grilled on the charcoal there. Go ahead.
Yeah, just as long as you don't get the, what do they call it, match light crap that's got the lighter stuff in the charcoal. Don't ever use that, because it makes your food taste like lighter fluid, in my opinion.
Yeah, you're right, too. I had a small bag of match light one time, and I put it in there, and I figured, well, you know, and it didn't really start the light. I had to kind of help it out with a little bit of charcoal starter. But, yeah, you know, I noticed that, too. And, when I was eating, I was thinking to myself, I ain't using this stuff no more. It did. It made the food taste like charcoal fluid, just about. You could really taste the charcoal fluid in it. And, I mean, I let the coals burn down to white before, all of them, no matter what coals I'm using, burn down till they're white and then throw the meat on the grate. But, yeah, that happened once, and I didn't use it. I gave the rest of the bag to the guy across the street or something. I didn't want that. I forgot the name of the charcoal that I used, though, that I had to use fluid on. Because, you know, a little dab will do you there, okay?
Yeah, I usually use a Kingsford regular charcoal, and I got a chimney where you pour it all up in this chimney and you put a little piece of paper on the bottom and it kind of lights it from the bottom. And once it gets ripping and, you know, the charcoal is a little white on top, then we'll pull that in. But we always have like a hot side and a cool side so we can sear it, you know, when we want. Cook it fast, hot and fast, or, you know, you don't want no flare-ups and stuff, so just put it off to the side. But, We did a brisket last weekend, had it on the smoker for 18 hours, man, and I put it on overnight, got up the next day and let it finish off, and then put it in the cooler and let it cool for about 4 or 5 hours. Man, was it good.
Yeah, Roger, that was at Kingsford. That's the charcoal I used. I was always buying Kingsford. My memory's not good on this, but there was one time when I was grilling, and I had to set the coals to one side. You know, one side of the grate would have nothing underneath it; the other side would have the coals. I forgot what the hell it was for, but I do remember somebody told me to do that, or somebody showed me something, and I forgot what I was making though. But yeah, I had to shove the coals to one side of the grill. And you leave the other side with nothing on it, and I forgot, though. It would take me a while. I'm getting old, man.
Yeah, I know, Dave. Aren't we all? I think you're in your 60s. I am, too, so... Yeah, no problem there. Yeah, we got all kinds of charcoal holders. We got one thing called a volcano. And once you get them all lit, we pour them. We put it in centers right in the middle of the Weber kettle. And then we'll put, I usually use that for wings. And man, we'll put the wings all the way around the outside of that vortex in the middle. And then at the very end, I'll throw them in the middle there and crisp them up, you know, or sear them or whatever. That works pretty good, too, on the old Weber.
What I used to love to do, too, when I had it, was I used to take ears of corn and put them in a piece of foil and throw a bit of butter in there and roll them up and throw them right on the coals, man. Throw them right in the coals. 2, 3, 4 of them. And I knew how long it took for them to cook. And, man, that was good stuff, man. That corn used to come out so damn good. Yeah, that's what I used to do. I put the coals in the Weber, and instead of letting them lay flat, I build a little mountain out of them, and then shoot the starting fluid to them, and then get them going. Once they were going pretty good, then I take the thing and I spread them out. But they used to light up faster when you had them like a mountain or whatever the hell you want to call it. God, now you're taking me back to the days, man, when I was having fun.
Yeah, Roger that. I could talk for hours about cooking. I've been playing around with different stuff for a while here. We love to cook, especially in the fall for football season. We always had a family over, at least 2 Lions games. We'll pack the house up, cook a brisket. I make these chicken legs called lollipop chicken. And you take the chicken legs and you strip all the tendons out of them. You got to cut around the end of it and then slide the skin back and pull the tendons out. And then pull the meat down kind of in a ball on the end. Trim it all up so it stands up. And sometimes... I just stopped. Oh, my God. Hang on here.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Greg. That made me laugh.
Dude, I'm at a stop sign talking to you, and I just went through the stop sign, and she finally woke up over here and said, you didn't stop. I'm said, I stopped. I'm at the stop sign. WSG8922.
WSG793 ID. Yeah, that was cool. I'm sorry, man. I mean, that was funny, man. That's the first laugh today I've had.
My bad.
Oh, man, ain't your bad. It's good that you're looking out, man. You know, sometimes people talking on the radio and driving, you know, it kind of distracts them a little bit. No, at least you're looking out for it. Well, for yourself, too.
Co-pilot's going to get yelled at later.
Yeah, well, that's a natural part of your duties is, you know, when you get a chance once in a while, glance over at the speedo and tell him he's over speeding and, you know, it's little things like that. And, you know, you might get yelled at later on, but at least he's still alive.
Anyways, yeah, we're all good. I don't know, she scared the shit out of me. I'm like, what am I doing wrong here? I stopped and I'm going through a stoplight. Or a stop sign. Anyways, the lollipop chicken, man. You gotta try it.
Yeah, I've seen it before. just like the stem and, the leg bone. And then at the top is the meatball, the chicken leg meat, and it looks like a lollipop in a way. Yeah, I've seen them. Never tried it. Never tried making it, but I've seen them before.
Yeah, they're really good. If you can get all the tendons out, that's the trick. You get all the tendons out, sometimes I'll wrap them with bacon. But, yeah, you put them on the old Weber there around that volcano. Let them cook for about 30 minutes, 35, 40 minutes, man, and they are golden brown and delicious.
Yeah, that sounds great. I am hungry now. I should go maybe find me something to eat. I haven't eaten today yet since I got up. Now you got me hungry. Now I'm going to go searching. The grill outside's out of gas, so ain't nothing I can do there anyway. And I'm not into, the gas grills are cool. It's nice to have one, quick, convenient, not as messy, but the taste. And, the taste can be good, it depends on what you marinate your stuff with or what barbecue sauce you throw on top. Yeah, it still comes out pretty good, but that charcoal taste is what I go for, But anyway, Greg, let me go on and get out of here and go find me something to eat and let anybody else up in here want to get into this repeater. So, great talking to you, man. You're sounding great. Your other half cracked me up really good. I had a nice laugh over that. And that day's going pretty good here, but you be careful out there in the seat, man. Don't be falling out or nothing. Keep yourself hydrated, my friend. I'll talk to you in a little bit. WSOZ 793, clear after yours. You'll hear all.
All right, Dave. We'll talk to you later. I think I'm almost home here. About 5 minutes, I'll be back on the home base. Talk to you later, bud. WST 922, listening.
Roger that.
WSFZ 793 from WSBM 993, copy.
Yeah, come on, Chad, what's up?
Yeah, that sagging repeater, man, it's still whenever you guys are talking or whatever, or anybody, it just, cuts right out, it just drops right out. I'm getting sick and tired of it. Who do I address for that, to have that looked into?
You can't go to Sean for that. Can't do that. Get on in my GMRS and go to the repeaters and click on the Saginaw one. And on the top it'll say that Sean owns the repeater. He doesn't. Scroll down, you'll see a picture, some kind of picture. And just at the bottom of the picture, it'll tell you who owns the repeater, who's the actual owner of the repeater. That's who you contact.
Yeah, some guy by the name of Paul in Bay City is what it says on there. But why does it say that Sean owns it if he doesn't own it?
But he told me, but it was a long story, and I still was scratching my head afterward. You want to find out, ask Sean yourself.
Yeah, he's probably not on right now, but I'll have to go onto that website and try to figure that out, I guess, or talk to Sean, I guess.
Yeah, well, you can always get a hold of Sean, let him know, and maybe he'll spread the word to Paul or whoever, either way around. A couple people, I talked to that were on the repeater. They everything roll good, and all of a sudden they disappear for a nanosecond and then come back in. I notice it does that.
I copy that. Is it do it over on your end, too, or is it just over this way?
If all the repeaters are linked, if one of them decides to do what Saginaw's doing, you're going to hear it on all of them, because, you know, I noticed that, though. I don't know if they were on the Saginaw repeater or not, but a couple people come in really good, I mean really good and clean, and then while they're talking, all of a sudden they drop out for a second or so and then come back in again. So I don't know, man, you know. But like I said, you know, you could get a hold of Sean and ask him, have him put the word in or something. What, either way, you know, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, copy that. I just did it again. Yep, copy that. Yep, WSBM 993.
All right, catch you in a minute, Chad. WSFZ 793.
All right, Dave, appreciate it. Yep, I just did it again. WSBM 993.
WSGH 922, home and safe.
WRNR 526 in St. Ignace.
WSIU 709, monitoring Chesterfield.
WSIV 944, mobile monitoring. WSIV 944 to WSIU 709, you still out there?
WSIE 375, mobile. WSIE 375, mobile, from Clinton Township. If you were speaking with me, sorry, super choppy, couldn't understand it.
This is WRNR 526, was just chiming in, but you can't copy me, I'll clear out.
Okay, thanks. That one came through, but super staticky. Have a great day.
WRNR 526, mobile westbound US 2.
WSHR 566 to WGU 844. You got a copy?
WSGU 844. Hello, Seth.
Hey, I don't know what Kelly sent, but Tanya's over here on the floor dying of laughing.
Oh, 2 weeks ago, you did that. You don't remember.
probably high. Just kidding.
Was that Sherman? You were broken up a little bit.
I said it was something that you did that you don't remember a couple weeks ago. You still there, Kev?
Yeah, go ahead.
You didn't hear my last comment?
Yeah, but I don't know what the heck I did.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so what's y'all up to today?
Nothing. I've been working on this model, and, I think I might have screwed up on it. I don't know. But it's one piece that I think I got a piece missing. I think the piece that's missing was the piece I was supposed to put on, and there was another one in there, and it didn't fit, so I'm either missing it or I put it in where something else was supposed to go, so that part I put where that part would go, so hopefully it's just like a little gear is all it is, but hopefully it'll work out. I can't take it apart now because it's Lego, but it's not like the other ones where you can just take it apart. It's like a regular model, you know, and once you put it together, that's it. So I just got to hope for the best.
Yeah, copy that. Give you a lot of credit. You have more patience than I do. I could never put a model kit together. I it was Legos back when I was a kid, but I couldn't put a car model together.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, just some pieces in your eye, and in the instructions, I have to use a damn magnifying glass to look for it. I went online to look for a thing, but they don't have a PDF on there, you know, so you could blow it up, manual on there. They don't have one, I checked. So I just do the best I can. So I just got to hope for the best, that's all.
So you need a magnifying glass to see the manual that they gave you?
No, what I mean is to look at the parts, how they go on, you know, how they put them in. You know when they do Legos, they'll show you like when you go to a part, they'll show you exactly how it goes in. Well, this one here, they didn't show it pressed up against something with a red line around it. And then you got to figure out which way it makes sure you're putting it in the right way they're telling you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's been a while since I put a kit together.
Yeah, but these aren't regular Legos. This is some different company. Regular Legos are easier.
I copy that. Is that your phone going off? Is everything okay over there? WSGU 844.
WSGU 922 monitoring.
WSGU 922, this is WSIE 375 monitoring from Clinton Township. You're coming through clear.
Roger that, 375 from Clinton Township. Yeah, you're sounding really good here. A little bit of break up on your signal, but fully readable. Yeah, Greg here off the Flint repeater.
Oh, all right, great. This is Matt on Mount Clemens. Using a mobile unit, just 20 watt, with a nice midman antenna.
Roger that. Yeah, I've got a radio out of the DB20, 20 watt mobile unit that I'm using in the house, and I've got a Harvest BC200 tuned antenna on the outside of the house at eavesdrop level.
Okay, that sounds like a great setup. I take mine between my house in my vehicle, so I've got the radio Oddity 25 magnetically connected to a cookie sheet, and then I've got the antenna with the magnetic connection as well to the cookie sheet, so kind of like all one unit, I can take it in and take it out.
Yeah, yeah, roger that. Yeah, I had the cookie sheet, the Nagoya 72 mag mount, was what I was running for a long time until I got the one on the outside of the house. I just like getting it outside. It works a lot better, but yeah, good talking with you there. We'll chat again sometime. This is WSGH 922. I'll be clearing your final.
Good talking to you, Greg. WSIE 375. Clear.
WSIU 709, seeing if WSIV 944 is out there. 944, you out there?
WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring.
993, this is WSEI 375. Mobile and monitoring from Madison.
WSBM 993, go ahead.
About 9:02. You still in there? WSZ 793. No contact, WSFT 902. WSFT 793, listening. Around me, best get ready, because you know, we're probably going to get hit with some heavy stuff. Just a friendly announcement, WSOZ 793, and I'm out.
...793 from 993, what was your announcement? You were quite staticky there.
Yeah, is this any better?
Yes, sir.
I was looking up at the weather map, and I'd say anybody lives up around me, up in this area, best get ready, because it looked like going to get hit with some heavy business.
Yeah, copy that. Did you ever get that squelch issue fixed on your radio yet with that setting that you were telling me about? This damn thing here is still acting up in the car. It gives a burst of squelch and it just goes... just keeps making a bunch of squelch noise.
Yeah, I found out. However, I'm on the Detroit repeater now. Because if I go to Mount Clemens repeater, for some reason, Mount Clemens repeater is not coming in very strong as it usually does, and on days when it does that, when it unkeys, my squelch won't shut down. But on days where the Mount Clemens repeater comes in, you know, about halfway up my signal meter and stuff, then it squelches out when the repeater unkeys. If I go over to Detroit, I never have a squelch problem because the Detroit is strong, and when it unkeys, my squelch works.
I copy that. I don't know how to fix that problem. I don't know if it's repeater issue or radio issue or what.
Well, that's the way I discovered it. the other day, day before yesterday or something, I noticed Mount Clemens was coming in kind of weak. It was hissy and all this other stuff. And then when it would unkey, my squelch wouldn't go in. I tolerated it as long as I could, and then finally I shut the radio off. But then I turned the radio back on, and I let it do it. You know, I waited for somebody to say something, and then the repeater unkeyed, and the squelch didn't go. So I, while it was doing it, I switched over to Detroit, which gives me a much stronger signal. And I listened to everybody talking through the repeaters on Detroit and didn't have no squelch issue whatsoever.
Yeah, copy that. You have any suggestions on what I can do about it, or I just have to let it be, huh?
Yeah, you'd have to probably, what I would, that's how, the only way I fixed it was finding a stronger repeater. I talked to Sean about it, and Sean said he noticed that something's up with the Mount Clemens repeater anyway. It's not putting out fully or something. He said he's going to look into it and rectify the situation there. When, I don't know. He didn't say, and that's all right with me. But, so today I'm having trouble with them. Yesterday, all day when I talked, I was on the Mount Clemens repeater. It was coming in kind of strong and working. And this, I didn't have no squelch issues whatsoever. Today I am with it, so I went over to Detroit.
I hear you. You're sounding real good right now on this one. Absolutely. No issues at all.
Yeah, all right, cool. I appreciate that. I just, you know, because I know, you know how annoying it is when the squelch don't want to close up. And yeah, like I said, Mount Clemens is doing stuff today. It's not coming in as strong as it usually does, and you know, when it unkeys, it doesn't. My squelch don't kick in, so I switched over to here, and I can sit here on here in Detroit as long as it works, man. I'll use Detroit as long as I can, because you know, as long as my squelch closes up when the repeater closes, that's good enough for me.
Yeah, I'll copy that one. And hopefully they can get to figure out what's going on with Saginaw, because it definitely needs attention, for sure. But, all right there, Dave. We'll get with you there. WSBM 993 will be battery.
Yeah, all right, Chad. Appreciate the radio check. I was hoping maybe I was working on this one. I can stay on it and didn't have to worry about the squelch then. We'll talk to you later, my friend, WSOZ 793, and I'm clear.
WRYS 363, monitoring.
WICX 218, WICX 218, WIEG 38, copy. Station 544, WIEG 38, copy.
WRZT 544, good afternoon, Jackson.
Well, good afternoon, Bob. How are you doing today?
coming in this evening like we need, so it's all good here. How about yourself, sir?
I'm doing good. I had dripped a little bit here, and that's about it. It's a cloudy, cloudy sky here. Roger.
Roger that. It's been overcast, but a bit muggy. But all in all, great day up this way, Jack.
Roger, Bob. I don't know what I was going to do here. Maybe it's going to rain. A little bit cloudy, and other side is not, it's open. There's no cloud at all. So we'll see what happens. All right, Bob, good talking to you. Good to hear out of there from you anyhow. We'll catch you in a little bit. WIUG 48.
Do that, Jack. You can Jack, as always, WIUG 544.
WSGG 772, Shelby Township, mobile monitoring. WRVS 713, New Baltimore, Dave, do you copy? Negative on WRVS 713, this is WSGG 772, mobile monitoring.
That's the weather, Member Denver.
RVW 572 in Chelsea, wondering if I'm making the trip to the Detroit repeater.
This is WSTU 844.
WRVW 572, am I making the trip to the Detroit repeater?
This is WSTU 844 in Lapeer County. You are making the repeater system in Chelsea.
WSIU 709 monitoring in Chesapeake.
WRXD 901. Good evening there, WRXD 901, WSDY 438.
Hey, how's it going out there? 438. Hey, a beautiful day in the neighborhood here in Clare, Michigan.
You're sounding good coming out of Clare, Michigan. Just sitting here watching the Tigers. A little bit of rain come through, a little bit of gold, but other than that, doing good. Good night. Tigers ahead 2-0.
Yep, go Tigers. Detroit, 313.
Yeah, 313 Detroit. I heard that. Yeah, what's going on up in Clare, anything? Can you ring up there?
Well, I hear the mobile driver down for a minute. Hearing some noise. Well, yeah, you're working good, sounding good.
Yeah, same here, your mobile's working good. Working good, sounding good. So, getting a lot of that link. Peter garbage coming in here every time I have a key.
Yeah, pick up a little. I got a few repeaters seated up. I can hear them. Probably sagging on. Barrington.
I copy. Copy that. We need to pop your repeater up there. We got to put that one right up here in my house there and see what kind of garbage we can cause. We get our bonuses there. I'll see what I can do. See if the wife will let me do. Put that repeater up here and that way I'll jump across the east side of the state, go over to Big Rapids there and kick that repeater or over to Barrington. That'd be quite a range.
I wanted to donate the repeater for free.
I heard you wanted to donate something. Somebody giving her hell somewhere, but so yeah. Anyway, were you still in the same? You in the same place, or are you moving around a little bit?
I'm here at the home of the Whoppers. Home of the Whopper Burger King. Teenagers around. We got police called on them earlier. There's action. Deputy. Police came. Did you hear much about it? Just had a talk. He was moving out for a minute. Now he's staying.
Yeah, I got most of that. Yeah, always drama. Young kids. So, I think that's what you're talking about here, but I know you're at the home of the Whopper there. Getting you a Big Mac or a Whopper, are you?
All right, I'm going to sign out. Let's go to Simplex. You know the channel. WRD901. Going to Simplex.
All right, let's go to Simplex up there in that secret one there. I'm going to get on the other radio. I could do this antenna, but I'm going to do that one instead. I'll get up on a taller one. Get off this stuff here. So, WXDY 438, I'm out of here.
WFDM 993 monitoring.
993, I hear you loud and clear. The WSIU 709 out here in Chesterfield.
Evening, 709, you said your whereabouts?
I am in Chesterfield Township.
Copy that, 709, correct, WSDM 993.
That is correct, WSIU 709.
Copy that, WSIU 709. Name is Chad on this end, by the way. WSDM 993.
Hey, Chad, this is Scott. Yeah, it's, I think I talked to you once before here a couple days ago. Yeah, it seems pretty quiet out there today.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, it was a little active earlier, but, notice it's been kind of quiet now. Are you on a mobile or a base or handheld?
I'm on a handheld, just a cheap old Bayo thing. That's 5R. And then I just have a Aubrey 771 antenna on top. So it's just a cheap old handheld that actually works pretty decent for what it is.
Roger that. Yeah, it's sounding really good, man. Loud and clear over this way. I'm located in Saginaw, Michigan, off of the Saginaw repeater.
Oh, not bad at all. Yeah, you're coming in perfect 10 so far. Yeah, what are you on? What kind of equipment are you using?
Well, I got several Baofeng handhelds that I use, and then right now I'm currently on my DB20 hooked up in the house right now. Also have a DB20 in the vehicle also. Copy.
Yeah, no, you're coming across crystal clear. Sounds pretty good to, from my end.
Copy that, yeah, you're doing the same also. Are you, must be in the Detroit repeater, I'm assuming?
On this handheld, I can't reach the Detroit one. I can receive off of it, I can hear it crystal clear most of the time, but no, I can't transmit all the way to it, so I'm off of the Mount Clemens repeater in Macomb County.
Yep, copy that one, man. Yep, well, like I said, it's definitely worked real good for you, for sure. Well, I appreciate you giving me a shout-out there, man, and hollering at me. I appreciate it. It was good talking to you, Scott, and I wrote you down on the contact list here. So hopefully we'll chat again, my friend. You have yourself a good evening. Enjoy your night, and hopefully talk again soon. This will be WSDM 993, and we'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
Yeah, thanks, Chad. This is, like I said, I'm pretty impressed by this little handheld radio. I'm studying to get the ham license, but just don't have the time to even study, to be honest with you. So just messing around with this GMRS, and yeah, I'm pretty impressed, especially with being able to use the receiver that I'm not talking at all, being able to talk to you all the way out in Saginaw. But yeah, this is WSIU 709. Back to mobile monitoring.
WSID-817, WSID-817, WSBM 993, copy.
I just walked in the door, Chad. How are you doing today? This is WSID-817.
Hey, roger that, Mike. Just figured I'd give you a shout and see how you were doing, my friend. Hopefully your day went well. Just wanted to jump in there and say hello.
Yeah, roger that. I went to the animal shelter this morning, walked some dogs, had some lunch at Culver's. They got a new Euro burger. It's G-Y-R-O, Euro burger. Tried it out. It's pretty tasty. Not as I think I'm still partial to the double butter burger, but came back home, took a nap, then I went over to Lori's and swam in the pool for a little bit before it started raining. How's your weekend been going?
Hey, roger that on the Euro burger, man. Sounds good. I have to definitely try that one out for sure. Doing all right. Just, I'm kind of hanging in there, just taking it easy. Not really nothing too special going on, actually. A normal day, pretty much. How's Ben been doing? How's he been doing these days?
Yeah, Ben's been doing good. He's been busy. He had some plumbing work done at his house. He had some pumps replaced and pipes replaced. I don't know. I haven't really seen him. I talk to him every couple of days or whatever, maybe every day, but he's been working. He had started his stretch of 8 days in a row that he has to work. So, I'll probably see him next week sometime. He might pop over. But, he's doing all right. Lori's doing good. And let me break for a moment. Lori's son, Austin, is interested in the radio, so he's getting his EMRS call sign, and maybe we'll hear him out here. I took him through the process online today, and it wouldn't let him pay. There's some sort of error that kept happening, and so I told him just to try again later, tomorrow, whatever, so we'll see what happens with that, but there might be a new person out here in the near future, so I guess that's all I got for you. I guess we'll talk again. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
Roger that, Mike. Copy that. Well, that sounds good. Always good to have newcomers out here and new people out here for sure, definitely. Got any more camping trips lined up for the rest of the summer between now and September, October, or are you all done for the season?
Yeah, copy that. I don't quit camping until like November. It's got to get really pretty cold for me to quit camping. But I've got one. Looks like Labor Day weekend I'm going up. And then I've got another one in September and then October. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I was supposed to go camping this weekend, but we got new people at the shelter, so I'm trying to help them out and show them how to do it. So that's what I end up doing this weekend, walking puppies. So, yeah, anything else interesting going on your way?
Yeah, copy that, Mike. No, not really, my friend. Just kind of hanging in there, that's about it. Nothing really too special, so just kind of hanging out. But, it was good talking to you tonight. We'll definitely have to do it again for sure, as always. Sounding really good. We'll talk with you again soon. But for now, this will be WSBM 993, and we'll be monitoring after your final.
Yeah, right on, Chad. I appreciate the shout-out. Thank you very much, and we'll talk again. And as always, you're coming in crystal clear and sounding good through the repeater there. So, yeah, this is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring.
WRWS 516, Monroe County, Michigan. Figured I'd get in there and say good evening. We'll get some decent conditions here tonight, and I'm making it into the point repeater, but I have a local repeater that's go channel, so it could key up at any time, and I won't hear you guys, but just wanted to say you guys are all sounding good down here in Monroe County, Michigan, WRWS 516.
copy that, Monroe, Michigan. Tell him to get up here in Saginaw for the Saginaw repeater, WSBM 993.
Funny enough, I can't hear Detroit or Macomb right now, but I can hear Flint and Mayville. It's kind of weird how conditions work out like that.
Gentleman there in Monroe County there, what was your call sign again? This is WSBM 993.
893, this is WRWS 516. I believe we chatted out here once or twice.
You said WRWF is what you said?
Correct. That's Whiskey Romeo, Whiskey Foxtrot 516.
516, correct?
That's correct. Petersburg, Michigan. You're just so disappointed.
Copy that. Yeah, name is Chad on this end over here. Charlie Henry Alpha Delta. Call sign WSBM 993, located in Saginaw.
Good to hear you out there, Chad. Yeah, I was hearing the Saginaw repeater here the other night as well. That's some pretty cool conditions here. I don't know, it's usually about the only time I reach out and try and talk to anybody. It's always interesting to me to see what's out there. There's a repeater over in Racine, Wisconsin that I've been into pretty recently as well. Kind of interesting. That's quite a ways over there from me.
I copy that. Are you on a base unit or a handheld, or what are you, what type of radio you running over there?
Well, I am running a rusty tin can, kind of dragging on the road behind me. No, this radio, I think, does about 10 watts. It's a Lakeson radio. It's an old radio. It's been abused and beat up. It makes about 10 watts on UHF, and I'm feeding it through about 30 feet of LMR 400 up to a homemade J-pole of 14-gauge wire antenna, basically, about 30 feet up in the air. And we're probably getting about 4 watts out of the antenna.
Yeah, copy that. Well, yeah, whatever it's doing, man, it's working pretty good for you, man. We hear you pretty good over this way. There, you were all static. We couldn't make anything out there. WSBM 993.
Yeah, I tried Detroit because I couldn't hear your transmission on the one repeater for some reason. It kept sounding like it was stumbling or something. It kept keying up with no audio. Anyway, I'll quit banging on it here. WRWF 516, it was good to hear you out there, Chad. I'll be out here monitoring. I'm usually listening to see when the band kind of opens up.
I got you then. What was your first name there again?
Got Frank on this end.
You said Frank, right?
That's affirmative, Frank.
Yeah, Frank, we were just writing you down in the logbook here, out in Monroe County there, right?
Yes, sir. I'm about US 23 and exit 9, roughly that area.
Copy that. Well, we'll do it again, my friend. You take care. Have yourself a good evening, and Have yourself a good night. WSBM 993 will be back monitoring also.
Copy that, Chad. I might hear you out here later, I'm sure. I heard another weak signal trying to get in there, I think. If you want to try again, I'll be standing by WRWS 516.
You guys haven't tried to find me, have you? Nobody's found me yet, and you guys suck. Especially Sherman.
Station 516, WIUG 48, copy.
Hey, Jack, I got a good loud and clear copy on you here.
Hi, Roger, how you doing? I haven't heard you out there in a long, long time.
Yeah, it's been a little bit. I haven't had a lot of time to play radio out here. I'm usually listening, though, as I'm sitting here at my desk. The last few nights have definitely been interesting out here.
Yeah, Roger. Well, Ohio, it's been open about almost a week there. I don't know if you hear anybody out of Ohio or not, but that's almost a week has been the band is open. Anyhow. And how are you doing, anyhow? I haven't really talked to you in a long time.
Doing all right, man. Just keeping busy while I can. We got some cucumbers off the cucumber plant out here, and we're about to have several pounds of grape tomatoes. We only planted one of each plant. I had no idea that they produced so much. I mean, I'm not a gardener or a farmer or anything.
WRWS
375 from Madison Lake, requesting
video check.
Anybody
copy?
I think he said 375 we hear you, but just barely. WRWS 516.
Station for a radio check. Stand by for a couple of minutes. Okay, so 516, I had the same thing. I had tomatoes. A lot of tomatoes are growing. Also, pickled cucumbers. You should see one bushel already out there. Roger?
Yeah, I don't think I was in any way prepared for all of the cherry tomatoes, but that's all right. They're tasty. I do like them, so we'll get through them. And, you know, whatever excess we have, we'll probably give to the neighbors and whatnot. I'll get out of the way here. I think I heard another weak signal, and there was a 375 or something. There's probably some distant people trying to get in, and I don't want to tie it up. I will be out here listening, though, Jack, and it was good to hear from you. Good to hear you out there. You're sounding great down here in Dundee, Michigan area. WRWF 516, and I'll be out here monitoring.
Hey, good to hear you out there. And we'll talk again. And keep an eye on that on tonight, because the band is open anyhow. Take care. WIUG 48. That station out there with a radio check. You want to come back? That station out there with a radio check. You want to come back?
WSIU 375, sounded like somebody was giving me a radio check. I just switched repeaters from Mount Clemens. I wasn't getting anything, but as I switched to Detroit, then I heard somebody come through. Go ahead.
So now you're on a Detroit repeater, and how far are you from that Detroit repeater? Or what is your location? I'm over here in Rochester.
I'm in Madison Heights. What's interesting is obviously you heard me when I was on the Mount Clemens, but I didn't hear anybody come back.
I heard you. Well, Madison Heights, yeah, it should be on between Detroit Repeater and Mount Clemens. Mount Clemens is right on top of the building, the federal building. But the Detroit is all the way to downtown Detroit by Compass Marshall.
Okay, well, Good news is it's working great. I can hear you really well. Pretty good distance between Madison Heights and Rochester, so thank you for the radio check.
Are you on a handheld or a base station?
It's a base station. I have it set up. It's a DB25 with a Midland magnetic base antenna. I have the radio connected with a magnet to the cookie sheet, so everything's on the cookie sheet. I can take a setup from my house to my car. And this is actually my second setup that I got from my girlfriend's house.
It sounds good. You got to have that cookie sheet. Otherwise, you got to have you do have a good magnum on, too. And stay on medium on that Riata D25. Roger?
My friend set the radio up for me. This is still sort of a foreign language. I see that it's set on high, or at least I think it is because I see the H. Is there a downside to just leaving it on high? Somebody talked about overheating, but I've never heard that problem.
Well, it's not going to be overheating unless you talk too much on it. Anyhow, what you do, do you know? Well, see, I don't know, but I only know about DB20, how you go on lower, medium, or high.
Okay. Thank you.
If you're on the DB20, just like the 25, you go on the left all the way down and a right on zero, which is, I believe, is the A and a zero. And that should take you to a medium or low and high.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate it. Still learning. Appreciate the radio check. Got to sign out. Back to work. WSIE 375 clear after your last.
Okay there, 375. Take care and have a good evening. WIEG 48.
Thank you.
WRUU 850, WSBM 993.
What up? This is Chip.
Hey, Sean, I got a question. Saginaw repeater has been kind of like bouncing in and out lately. It just drops off. Is there anything that you can do about that or have a connection to? Talk to anybody about that? I wanted to get a hold of you to ask.
When you say dropping off, how so? Because as far as I know, it's been connected pretty consistently for quite a while.
Yep, it just did it there during that transmission. Somebody just disconnects the repeater, just undoes the link or whatever or something. I don't know how to explain it, but it's been happening quite a bit lately.
I'm looking at it right now, and it hasn't flinched. I think you're hearing another repeater is what you're hearing. Sheboygan is currently connected up and alive and well. No problems. It's been connected for, well, it has only 38 hours it's been connected, and it was last active 29 minutes ago.
I'm a Saginaw repeater, so I don't know, what is the Saginaw repeater's conditions? Does it have any issues with that at all? Does it show?
It's been connected for 191 hours, and of course we're using it right now. So I don't know what you're hearing, but I don't see any issues whatsoever with either machine.
All right, well, I guess that is just really weird. I don't know. But, all right, well, I appreciate it, Sean. Thanks again. Let you get back to your business there. WSBM 993.
All right, I mean, I'll keep an eye. You must be hearing something. So maybe figure out what it is. I know I'm hearing other repeaters. The band is hot, and I'm hearing other repeaters underneath, you know, when I'm in key. So I don't know if you're just hearing something else coming in on 575, which is a possibility up there. So looks like we're going to have some hopping band conditions here for this evening. All right, catch you later, man. WRU 850.
I just wanted to say I'm experiencing something similar to what Chad is talking about. The Saginaw repeater seems to receive okay, but it during Sean's WRUU850's transmission, it actually dropped out twice. I have to, in order to get a reliable transmission reception, I actually have to have Mayville and Saginaw. I'd like dual receive both of them because the Saginaw repeater will drop out and Mayville will take over.
Well, that's something that is possible, and I won't be able to see that. I can just see if it drops off, but if there's like a problem with the transmitter, it can't... What's going on here? Somebody coming in on Flint. Anyhow, so if there's some sort of problem with the Saginaw, I might not be able to hear that or see it.
Yeah, thanks, Sean. At least there's probably nothing you can do about it at the moment, but just something the next time somebody's at the site or something, they could check it out because it's pretty reliable. Pretty repeatable is what I mean. This is WSID 817 for radio ID.
I'll mention it to the stakeholders up there, see if they want to dial it up and see if they hear anything. All right. As always, appreciate the information. Usually that's our first line of defense is here. I know Jack tells me when things are going awry down here, long before I usually catch it. WRU 850.
Much appreciated, Sean. Have a fantastic evening. We'll talk again. This is WSID 817.
Thanks again, Mike. WSID 817 for explaining that a little bit better than what I could. WSBM 993.
Got it, my friend. I got you. We'll talk again, too. Hopefully you can hear me through the Saginaw repeater. This is WID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring.
WSES 252, looking for a radio check.
You have reached out and touched the air, as Sean would say. All right, nothing heard. Nothing heard from the radio check guy. Are you catching this or no?
Hey, the fellas that want that radio check. Come on back, WSAL 946. Yeah, no copy. No copy. WSAL 946, I'm listening. 793, Dave, 793, you out there? WSAL 946. We'll stop to 793, WSAL 946, I'm clear and standing by.
WRUU 852.
Yeah, that you, I can hear you, you're a little noisy though.
Yeah, it's me.
You on Saganasty?
Is that 5-5? I don't remember.
Five, 5-7-5, ain't it?
Five,
five, so. I can't remember which way we did it. Which one's in Mayville? 5-5-5 in Mayville, so 575. Oh, wait a minute. Let me check something. Hold on.
This is 575. I don't know. You tell me. I don't remember.
Hold on a second. Tad, you still in here? Well, they said it was Saginaw. I think that's 575. God, why can't I remember this?
I know, right? I'm not on here enough to remember.
Yeah, according to the dash 575 is Saginaw.
All right. Well, I don't know. I'm on 575, so I'm not sure.
All right, everything sounds like it's working then. Nothing dropping out. You're hearing everything just fine. Test 1, 2, 3, all that good stuff. Yada, yada.
Yada, yada, yada. It might have been network issues. Who knows for sure.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I didn't see that on any kind of network things, but the... Okay, thanks for checking it out. I can't hear it, obviously, from down here.
Well, I can't hear from down there. You hear me, are you? All right. Carry on. WRJJ629. Thank you.
WRU 850.
Hey, 629, WSAL 946.
Yeah.
You're coming in a lot, big time on the frequency, but your audio is quite low. Maybe, I don't know, talk into that thing a little better.
Nope, just checking to make sure it was working. Thanks. WRJJ 619.
Hey, copy that, 69. WSAL 946. Just all right. Bloody in there a little bit. Good evening, gentlemen. I'm clear. Santa Fe.
WSCI 847, WIUG 48, copy.
WSCI 47, how you doing, Jack?
Very good. The repeater at full scale tonight, too, Roger.
Yeah, it sounds great down here. Sounds great. I got a great opening tonight. It's been awesome last couple of days for sure. So, how's your day going? Keep all the heat there?
You're right. I kept off the heat. I stayed inside for a little bit. I couldn't get out. It was too hot. It was about 92 over here. And I just was on 575. And I didn't hear it's not open yet.
Okay, yeah, I don't know what, sometimes I guess it doesn't make up to you guys or something, but yeah, I'll have to listen over there at some point, but very good, I'm glad you make it into that repeater, they got some nice people over there.
Sure, yeah, I was out there last night, a little bit after 12 o'clock, and it was open, it was really open.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that's got a big footprint down this way, so I would think it would get up there, no problem. But this is pretty consistent on at least on the Detroit side here on 18625 almost every evening now, or most of the time during the day too when we got openings. So it's there definitely all the time.
Yeah, you're right, Dan. You're right about that. All right. Let me back out of here for a little bit. Maybe somebody out there used the repeater. Good talking to you. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Hey, okay, Jack. Always good to talk to you. You have a good rest of the weekend. We'll talk again soon. WSA 847 Cleveland. I'll be quick.
WIAG 48 is clear.
WSAB 841 monitoring.
You always make it into Isabella County. 10-2 copy. WSTY 438. Have a good night.
Copy that, 438. I'm coming out of Western Oakland County. Good to hear you. Have a good night. This is WSAB 841.
Check, check. Thank you. WSTY 438. WSAL 946 monitoring.
How about them Tigers? 4 in a row, WSDY 438.
438, go Tigers, WSAL 946.
Have a good night, 946, WSDY 438. Thank you.
Copy that. You have a good night too, sir. WSAL 946, somebody on the side here listening.
Thank you.
WSEC257, second.
WSIE 375, Matt calling WSIE 375, Michelle.
WSIE 375. WSIE 375. Do you copy, Matt? WSIE 375, do you copy?
This is WSIE 375. I copy you, Michelle. How do I sound?
You sound good.
Alrighty, keep your radio set where it is. I'm going to try switching repeaters because you're coming through a touch choppy.
Yeah, there's a little interference, but this is not too bad. This is Dimsha sounding out. Can you copy?
WSIE 375. Matt, back on the Detroit repeater. Michelle, do you copy?
Yeah, I copy. This is Dimsha. WSIE 375, do you copy?
I copy. You're coming through rough. I'm going to try going back to Mount Clemens. Stand by.
This is Dimsha, WSIE 375.
All right, WSIE 375, Dimsha, back on the Detroit repeater. Can you hear me?
Dimsha hears you.
Okay, great. Clear. I'll be clear.
There's a little interference, but not too much.
Sorry, I didn't copy that.
Slight static, but not too much.
Okay, yeah, I'm getting a bit of static. I'll work on that, figure out what repeaters we need to be on. Anyhow, I'll be clear. You have a great night.
Dimsha sounding out.
Hey, Greg. Hey, 375, WSAL 946. You both sounded fantastic to me off the Detroit repeater.
This is Matt, thank you. You come through a touch choppy, and so did she. Comments, but that didn't seem to help. I don't think anyone could hear me.
Well, you know, my antenna's not in the greatest place, but my receive works pretty well. You two are coming out big time. Defend good. WSAL 946, I'm going to go clear.
Thanks, 946. Let me switch over to Mount Clemens and see if you copy. Uh, I guess the repeater's not going to work for me today, 946. Am I coming through okay?
Yeah, you sure are. I'm still on 625, Detroit. But then a couple minor issues, I think, with the Mount Clemens repeater. I think maybe they're just, you know, giving a little reprogram, maybe a tune-up. And it'll be back up, because it's always been the greatest. Detroit is rocking now, but we'll see.
Thank you. I think you're right. I think that repeater must be dialed. You came through pretty choppy. Maybe it heard 80% of what you said, but I appreciate the feedback.
Hey, Roger, Matt. All right. You have a good night. I'm going to go clear. WSAL 946.
Thank you. WSI 8375 clear.
WRUG 488, WRTX 957. WRUG 488, WRTX 957.